Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Is she looking at me now?
No.
How about now? Is she looking over here now?
No.
What about now? Is she looking now?
No, she's not looking at you, dude. Will you quit asking me if she's looking at you? She hasn't looked at you. Wait, she just looked.
See what I'm saying, man?
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Ow! What the hell are you kicking me for? Fine, I'll ask her. You want me to ask her, ma'am? Where do the high school girls hang out around here?
Paul Perillo.
The scotch on the rocks, please. Any scotch will do. As long as it's not a blend, of course. Single malt. Glenlivet, Glenfiddich, perhaps. Maybe even Glengow. Any Glen.
And Andy. And Andy?
Look, we're going to spend half the night looking for this one party. And you're going to say it sucks, and we're all going to leave, and then we're going to go look for this other party. But all the parties and all the bars, they all suck. I spent half the night talking to some girl who's looking around the room to see if there's somebody else who's more important she should be talking to. And it's like I'm supposed to be all happy because she's wearing a backpack.
Andy Hart.
You know, and half of them are just nasty skanks who wouldn't be nothing except they're surrounded by a bunch of drunken, horny a**s. I'm not going to be one of those a**s.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
When you go up to talk to her, man, I don't want you to be the guy in the PG-13 movie everyone's really hoping makes it happen. I want you to be like the guy in the rated R movie, you know? The guy you're not sure whether or not you like yet. You're not sure where he's coming from, okay? You're a bad man. You're a bad man. You're a bad man.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
You know what, big boy? You're grown up. You're grown up. Yeah, I dig that. Because you're grown up and you're grown up and you're grown up.
All right, welcome to PFW. These guys have me all worked up already.
I know, you were cursing at me 5 minutes ago.
We didn't do anything. You have been worked up for days fighting with anybody you can find about politics.
My favorite Fox reporter is on right now.
All right, well, anyway, welcome to PFW in Progress. We're all here except Paul, and we're going to get into that. Believe me, we're going to get into that. Loser alert. Tucci's in the booth. Andy, Eric, Fred's here. Email address is webradio@patriots.com. Webradiopatriots.com. The phone number is, now did you change it?
You should know it.
You asked.
You tell me, is that the right phone number?
508-543-7482.
That's the right
508-543-7482. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Well, the big news, and it's not Patriots news, but it affects the Patriots twice a year. Going to Buffalo. You guys surprised?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would put that on one of the bottom three or four places where he should have landed.
Well, it's basically been shipped off to Siberia, isn't this?
No, he hasn't, because he has a guaranteed $6.5 million contract.
It's guaranteed?
That's what I've read.
Yeah. That's what it's saying.
$6.5 million guaranteed.
Well, I think it makes sense, only because Buffalo has nothing to lose.
You think they do?
Yeah,
I disagree totally. I disagree 100%. They're building a young team around Edwards and Lynch and Posluszny and Whitner. And what have you added to it? The perfect bad example for all those young players to look up to.
You would be right if they were in a sound economic situation. Yeah. Why screw it up?
This is cutting off your nose to spite your face. Well, this is terrible.
It could be, but this,
terrible.
This is
about, they don't have what do you need for Terrell Owens?
This is about putting fannies in the seats, selling T-shirts.
It's a desperate move. I thought Buffalo always sold out. I thought they had a great fan base.
A lot of people don't go to the games. They buy the tickets, and sometimes they don't show up.
Well, I don't care if they don't go, as long as they pay the check.
And you know how it is. No matter what you do, they don't have the corporate base.
I agree with that. But you're not going to get that out of a one-year deal with T.O.
You're looking for short-term gains right now.
I think you have minimal short-term gains with potential long-term losses.
And if
they have no stability.
If you're him at his age, at this point in his career.
35?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Mid
36.
Yeah. He's around there.
I think he's 36.
What should your one and only goal be?
Winning
a Super Bowl, right? Especially since you've never won one.
Absolutely.
Why is he going to Buffalo?
Because he's insane. You were talking about the motivations of a sane person. T.O. is insane.
Right. I agree.
Plus, it might have been the only offer he had.
Several teams were interested, according
after
to
the wow. fact, again. Once yeah. again, after the fact, everyone says...
No, Drew Rosenhaus said from day one, right. several teams are right. interested. He just didn't specify what several right. men and
well,
who those several
were.
Well,
now that there were reports that Mike Singletary wanted him...
I thought
know.
They were out of it. I thought they had no interest.
No, I read today that he wanted to...
Because he was one of the places Scott, we speculated
Scott
on immediately.
Scott McLaughlin was saying that... You know,
because Singletary is
okay,
one of the guys I think might be able to control
it,
him.
It does make sense that there's more than one team involved in the fact that he got $6.5 million. If it was only Buffalo, why would they have given him that much guaranteed?
Because they're a poorly run team.
Well, that could be possibly the other answer. But there's probably other teams were
and
making
now,
offers.
Now we're reading that Trent Edwards actually requested it. He texted the GM the minute he was cut by Dallas, and he said, what about T.O.? And he wanted him. Yeah, yeah. He's looking forward to it. And it's going to change
he's
the whole
offense.
He's going to
be rethinking that after week two.
Yeah,
when
the first
he,
time
he
he's chewing
throwing,
him out. And,
yeah.
I mean, that's a nice story now so that people don't.
There are always nice stories
the,
going in.
The answer to the question, Trent, what do you feel about T.O. coming, has already been answered
right,
by getting that story out there.
Right. But so there are always nice stories that. Coming in. It's always a debacle going out.
What does
it was
mean?
Great when he went
More
to Philadelphia.
More importantly, what does this mean to the AFC East and the Patriots?
I think it just means that Buffalo now becomes included in the conversation about the AFC championship.
Really?
The AFC
well,
East.
Well, then
AFC
East. It's a good move.
I think all it does is make two games a year more interesting for us.
It brings them into the conversation. I mean, by pundits, I'm not saying it actually brings them into contention for
it. You don't think that they're any better now?
I know. I think they're going to be worse.
If they win, it has to be all the young players getting better and winning that way. T.O. is, he might 10%, but to me, the 10% boost you get at some point becomes a 30% loss.
He's going to do exactly what he did.
Particularly if they don't win out of the gate.
Particularly working with what you need for T.O. is a perfect foundation. This is why I wanted him here, because you have ownership, quarterback, coach. Three people who could kick him in the butt anytime they wanted, right?
Right.
No more. There's never a.
He is not the star.
A three
here.
Pack that's more powerful than Brady, Belichick, and Kraft. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get any better than that. You go to Buffalo where you have
Wilson.
Cue the soundbite of he's not paying
he's
attention.
On the, phone.
The guy who just doesn't really understand it owns the team.
Wilson. Right.
The
Duran.
Guy who January was thought he was out of a job, not out of a job. Did he sign his extension? Didn't sign his extension. Will be out of a job next January. And a quarterback, Trent Edwards, who I think we all like, but. Is going into his second year as a full-time starter and is certainly not established.
And who says himself he's not the kind of guy who is vocal as a vocal leader. He's more of a get-along type of guy.
And let's add to the mix that it's Buffalo. T.O. wants to be part of this high-flying passing attack. Well, we saw late in December there is no passing attack, and for half the season you could get from October on you could get snow. So I just don't see how it makes sense on and. And again, if he had signed for 1 year, $500,000, okay, you rolled the dice, whatever. But you're paying him $6.5 million, and none of it makes sense on any level.
So he went to the highest bidder. That's
It's a great deal by Drew Rosenhaus, and you got him $6.5 million guaranteed.
Yeah, winning is not a factor.
He's not going to win a Super Bowl.
It's all about the Benjamins.
And it won't affect the winning against the Patriots.
Nope.
Because they have kryptonite Sean Springs.
So
which NFL.com calls
it just makes
Springs.
Like I was saying, it just makes the conversation about the AFC East more interesting, more intriguing, because you've got this figure over there. After a couple of weeks, when things start to go bad and he starts yelling at Dick Duran on the sideline, throwing his tantrum.
Well, it'll be a little longer because it'll be warm. Trent Edwards got off to a hot start last year. Maybe he'll get off to a hot one this year. So they might get a month. But at some point, it will be a microcosm of his career because it'll blow up quicker. Usually you get that first year. I don't think the factors he doesn't have a Pro Bowl quarterback named Romo, Garcia, or McNabb. Now, maybe he turns Edwards into a Pro Bowler, but I doubt it. I think they're in for a terrible what's he going to do in Buffalo? Drive by all those old dilapidated buildings
are you
and factories?
Kidding? Montreal is like 40 minutes away.
You know what he should
Isn't
do?
Isn't it Toronto? Is it Montreal or
Montreal?
Toronto.
Toronto's
the closest. That's where they play those games across the border in Toronto.
They play
no,
in
but
Toronto.
I think Niagara Falls is closer. That's Montreal.
Oh, maybe that's how he ends it. He's crazy. He takes a ride off the falls.
That's where St. Catherine Street is. That's where all the nudie bars are.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
But Toronto is...
So your answer to what T.O. does is go to nudie bars in Canada and gets his passport revoked and put in jail?
Toronto's where they have the other games.
Well, we have a lot of our Canadian listeners, so they'll straighten us out. What's closer to Buffalo for T.O., Montreal?
I think it is
Toronto?
Montreal.
Yeah.
Because certain members of this organization used to like to go.
I can remember that pretty distinctly.
Yeah, I think it is. They like that trip. They used to
like
it more.
Why don't they play because they have a CFL stadium there? Is that why they play?
Maybe they're North America's team, as T.O. said. So it doesn't matter how close they are. They just want to be in Canada.
Yeah. I think Toronto's closer. I'm looking at a map.
I'm pretty sure that's why they have the games there. No?
We'll have to figure it out. I don't know.
Well, Montreal is like less than an hour car ride because there's creeps in this organization that went to Montreal.
I know that. So that's why I think Montreal's closer. But our Canadian listeners can straighten us out there.
But, Fred, we need to rewind on the TO topic. It was a huge topic on Patriots.com on Friday.
We actually have had a lot of things happen since Thursday.
Yes.
You know, it started with you guys innocently, you know, on Debate Friday, which has become a very popular feature of Patriots.com. You decided, you know, no T.O. or N.O.
Right.
And you decided to debate whether or not T.O. should come to the Patriots. Now, the day before, the Eagles had done basically the same thing.
Unbeknownst to us,
we had no idea.
Know that.
We
did
no idea.
But they did the same thing, and Florio from Pro Football Talk
promoted it, told his people to vote a certain way.
So then you guys did it the next day, and he picked up on it again, but it was a little different. You know, there he realized that the Eagles were just having some fun with it. Here, he insinuated that, oh, if the Patriots do it, it must have some hidden meaning.
You know, nothing
they,
to do with
they
that.
They put it up for some reason, so of course everyone's coming to the site, and, you know, checking out, and which is good for us.
Yeah.
That's great. You know,
we were getting thousands and thousands of votes. Like every time you updated it, you could literally click on it, refresh, click on it again, and there'd be five more votes. Like within a second.
Gary Myers called Stacey James, our media relations, and said, "You know, why would the Patriots do something like that?" So you'll talk about it, you idiot.
Right. I don't know, but go to Patriots.com and check it out.
Right. You idiot.
You know. So, yeah, it was actually a close vote. It was 55-45.
Well, it fluctuated. It started off being close.
Some of that was Florio screwing with us.
Then it went really high, yes, he should come. Then it sort of went back, and then it went into the opposite direction. So
He's trying to be Howard Stern-like and tell people to vote a certain way and manipulate polling.
Right.
But it leveled in at 55-45. Mm-hmm.
Which is about where it started.
But, yeah. I was surprised because I argued the yes side, and I thought I was going to get killed because I thought no one would want to
touch. We had thousands and thousands of people that voted.
Yes.
It was a lot of people.
And we got inundated with SPFWs about that, which obviously now are obsolete. I'm not, you know, didn't put that in my SPFW segment today, but we were getting flooded with them, and they were pretty evenly split. A lot of people were saying what Andy was arguing.
Because I'm very persuasive, you know. One of our webmasters upstairs, Abe Lincoln, he looks like Abe Lincoln.
I know. Well, he's a leprechaun.
Admitted he went in, he was going to vote no, but he read my argument and changed and voted yes for T.O. based on my argument.
Okay.
Very persuasive, Fred.
I'm going to argue, though, that maybe the organization, the front office, read my argument and decided that they weren't going to put themselves in such a
situation. Or they said, $6.5 million guaranteed, are you out of your flipping mind?
All right. So that happened. Then Friday was the debut of John from L.A.'s Friday Outtakes. We have a couple emails have reacted to that, so we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Still reaction coming in from Eric and Rihanna. We're still getting reactions of
still
hot topic.
Fallout,
it is still a hot topic nationally. You see Donald Trump commenting on it.
I didn't know. What did he say?
Basically told her to get out of that relationship.
Stay strong, girl.
No, he said get out of that relationship or you're an idiot and you don't deserve anything good in life or something. I forgot.
So
you know how he always has to be over the top.
A little bit more of an extreme.
Yeah. But I guess Oprah commented on it. It's like this huge national topic. Everybody's
Well, Jay Leno, I think, had the best solution. Because, you know, Bernie Madoff is in the court today.
Yeah.
He thinks that what Chris Brown's thing should be is you should let Bernie Madoff stay in his apartment. But anytime Chris Brown gets mad at Rihanna, he should have to go over to Bernie Madoff's apartment and beat him up. So that would be you're killing two birds with one stone.
Sure, okay.
Because
that
Madoff guy's despicable. This is not going to play out.
He's scum of the earth.
I mean, for the number of lives he ruined, he's going to make out fine. He's going to plea. He's going to plead guilty. He's not going to get any jail time.
Oh, he'll have to go to jail. He's going to jail.
Doesn't sound like he's getting jail time.
He's got to go to jail.
And if so, it's going to be minimal and in some swank country
club. How much of that money is he going to give back is what I want to know.
None. He's claiming that the $8 million that he has for an apartment and this other $30 million, that wasn't related in any way to that scam.
Well, it's $65 million.
This country's a joke.
Oh. So
I hope some old lady pops him.
Anyway, so
that'd be funny.
Wouldn't it be great if an old lady just pulls out a Uzi and blows him the bleep away?
So John debuted on Friday. Then the weekend came.
Andy chuckled at his name, too.
Oh, yeah. I want him to call so I can use my line. But
since Thursday.
I always knew John was a cop,
The Patriots signed Greg Lewis.
traded for them.
Yep. I'm sorry, from the Eagles.
Gave up a fifth rounder and are getting a conditional
with Lewis next year.
Okay, and they also, it looks like they're going to sign Sean Springs.
Widely reported as a 3-year, $10 million deal, could be 13 with incentives.
Longer than I expected, which is, you know, if he turns out to be what he's been before, it'd be great to have him there for more than a year.
Yeah. He's old.
Heath Evans is gone.
Gone. Too much money on the table in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Wanted to come back, but the offers just weren't close enough.
Yeah.
What else we got? What happened? I
was a little surprised at that, Fred.
Heath Evans going?
Well, because like 2 days before that, he had said, you know, I'm looking forward to
anything.
I want to stay here. I love it here. I want to end my career here. 2 days later, all right, I'm a Saint.
Well, I mean, the Patriots did have an offer for him, but I guess it was just so far below what New Orleans offered.
And I got no problem with that. No, I like
either.
Him.
I don't either. It just took me by surprise.
You
got to
make what you can get while you can get it.
Patriots signed James Sanders.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's someone that you didn't think that they would re-sign this offseason.
Who are you pointing to?
You, Andy.
I don't know where you got that from.
You said he's not likely that they'll re-sign him, even though
no,
I want
I didn't.
Them to. Yes, you did
no,
say that.
I said of all their players, he could be a guy who could get some interest somewhere else.
You said I'd like them to re-sign him, but I don't think they will.
Of course, his boyfriend on the team.
Can you prove to me where I said that? Because if so, I was drunk.
It was like when we first started talking about who the Patriots free agents were coming up.
I believe what I said. I never said
it
that.
It doesn't matter.
He's back.
Another
He's
development
start.
Since the last
Stop
show.
Stop trying to stir stuff up.
What?
Another development since the last show.
What's that dinging and
his,
donging and
his
clicking
His little
and
iPhone
clocking.
Is making noises. You got to take that or what?
Is Reggie Bush a free agent?
No.
No.
I just got a Twitter. Oh, by the way, I'm Twittering now. Fred Kurtz, I'm Twittering. So, I'll try to fill people in on what I
Fred,
know.
Fred, sitting
I
here
thought you were
talking
busy.
To Andy and Eric.
I thought you were busy. What? Doesn't Twittering take time?
No, it's actually very – the reason why Twittering is better than Facebook is because it takes
shorter.
No time.
But why are either of them better than nothing?
Because Twitter, I can get news out. We're going to start at NewEnglandPatriots.com Twitter so we can get news out there.
Oh, I'm all a flutter about Twitter.
Or Twitter about
Flutter.
Twitter.
No, I just got a Twitter
start
from
Flutter.
Pro Football Talk that says Bush to visit Ravens. Would be
you're just
Michael
gonna,
Bush?
You're just gonna,
maybe?
Could be.
Yeah, that could be.
It's not Reggie Bush.
No, it's not Reggie.
George Bush?
Could be. Yeah.
Another development since the last show, we've received all of our prospect footage.
And we're watching, baby.
And we got started.
Are you posting any?
I've not shown
yet.
Ferreira and the other web people how to do it.
Relax.
I don't know what the status is of their... But we have it, and we are watching it.
Okay.
By we, I mean Andy and me, because Paul is,
fat,
taking this month off
and not
well,
here.
Well, that brings us up to Paul. Paul went on started the first leg of his vacation. It's going to end up in Florida, but it started in Richmond, Virginia.
Where else?
Where he flew down to see what the Commonwealth Conference.
Colonial Athletic Conference
championship with Northeastern was involved
right.
in. They lost in the
You're
first
use
round.
Your line, Andy.
Did they lose in the first round?
They did.
The first round, though, took 2 full days before it actually started.
He got there early Friday.
He flew down by himself.
He flew this time. He didn't drive.
7 a.m. flight.
So that was a good
stupid game. And so he goes to this VIP party,
yes,
right?
There are about 20 people.
All these losers from Northeastern, and they're talking, I was, class of 84.
Sure.
I was class of 79. They get to Paul. Well, I didn't go to Northeastern. So he's like a bigger loser than the losers. He's like a loser among the losers.
Right.
That's true.
He didn't even go to the school. So it's like, well, why are you here? Well, me and my brother do a blog. And what?
We do a blog.
What? And you flew down? Holy
Well,
mackerel.
At least he flew and didn't drive.
Yeah.
Like
he
last year.
But
he flew down 2 days. The first Northeastern game was Saturday night at 8:30.
Right.
He had a 7 a.m. flight out of Logan on Friday. So he got there at what, 9 o'clock?
He was excited to get there.
2 full days. And while he was gone, I believe the hockey team here
had a
big win over like BU or BC.
They'll never live that down.
No, they won, but BU still beat them out for first place in Hockey East.
No, I know, but they beat
them. But they beat them in the game, didn't they?
They won the game, but they had a route for BU to lose, which they didn't.
No, I know, but more importantly, he could have sat in his fat ass near home and watched a hockey team that he loves win.
But he had to get there early because
thousands of miles away 2 days later to see basketball lose.
But that Colonial Conference Championship, there's a lot of, it's like the Super Bowl. There's a lot of festivities that lead up to it.
There is.
How many Miller Lights do you think Paul drank?
Hopefully dozens upon dozens, because otherwise there's no reason to go.
Yeah.
I mean, he
definitely was drunk before
I don't know, though,
Friday afternoon.
If it was a VIP event, that means if there's free alcohol, there's probably only one kind.
Let me ask you
so
a question.
So it might not be Miller Lite.
Oh, that's just not going to stop him.
Oh, I don't know. If it's on draft, he doesn't drink it.
Who involved with Northeastern is a very important person? I mean, isn't that kind of a contradiction? How do you
Reggie
even,
Lewis was till he died.
Well,
how do you even get VIPs out of Northeastern?
Brian Mandeville.
Who?
Brian Mandeville.
What?
The tight end kid. Who
he's going down with Reggie Lewis.
They can't play. Yeah. Right.
None of those Northeastern guys have heart.
Yeah.
Reggie Lewis,
stop.
Brian Mandeville.
That's, come on.
What? They're all flawed hearts.
But
so now Paul's in Florida now?
I think
he
back
is.
And then going to Florida.
But
what day is today? Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday.
So Paul, I would have just gone from there.
Andy, well, he has a family to think about, even though he probably wasn't.
He didn't.
That's true.
He left them to go see a Northeastern basketball game.
That's
Andy,
true.
Andy made a great observation the other day that Paul joined a new club, a new network called NAMBLA.
We should preface this. We had an argument about how much of a loser Paul was in The Office. And not surprisingly, the loser of The Office, Chris Ferrera, was defending Paul. And he said, well, he's not that much of a loser. There's 20 guys that go with him. And I go, all losers can find guys to do their loser things with. I said, there's an organization named NAMBLA. There's plenty of members. So all those losers have losers to do stuff with. So then we made up a new NAMBLA for Paul,
right,
which is Northeastern Athletics Men's Basketball Love Association. So
we want the headline for this show on PFW in Progress to be Paul joins NAMBLA.
Right.
That's good. I like it. I like it. Oh, my God.
Northeastern Athletic Men's Basketball Love Association.
That is
Paul joins NAMBLA.
Oh, my God. So Paul went to the basketball game.
Yeah.
That's
the, you know, most guys went for a tournament. He went for one game.
He's in Florida now.
I think he might be home. I think he might have come home Monday and they leave today or tomorrow for Florida.
But he's going to Florida as part of the vacation.
That's like the actual family vacation.
Is he going to like Disney or is he going to a beach part of Florida?
Disney area. His
okay.
parents have
I hope
a
it's
home.
Not the beach.
Oh, I was going to say, because if he were on the beach, it would cause a little bit of
people
a sensation.
People would run into the water.
Well, because there'd be people coming up
whale.
And throwing water on him, thinking that a whale
beach
had beached.
Well, like that fisherman who was...
Like, right.
Wow, Eric with the zingers, huh? Wow.
He's got big ones when Paul's not around.
Please, if he were here,
oh,
it wouldn't stop me.
Okay.
Oh, please.
All right.
Very important news, though.
Yes.
I have a major exclusive interview for Patriots
Football
yes. Weekly tomorrow.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
With who?
What's his title?
Director of
Player Personnel
Nick
Caserio.
Oh, nice.
We'll do a pre-draft sit-down interview with Patriots Football
very
Weekly
good.
Tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. In his office between 10 and 10:15 sharp.
Very good.
In by 10, out by 10:15, they said.
Now, is Bilo going to film it so you can
no, this
double
is exclusive.
No, exclusive.
Bilo doesn't invite us to his parties. We don't invite him to ours.
Okay.
Fred, there is the first All Access episode this Friday night, though.
All Access is debuting Friday.
And first,
we're going to release our first top 10 list this year, which is top 10 personnel moves.
And that'll be part of All Access
yes.
as well.
And listen up, everyone who's listening.
Oh, I'm all a Twitter.
Once that is released on All Access, you'll be able to go.
Now.
What we're going to do is you're going to show the list that we created. But then you're going to be able to go to Patriots.com and create your own list. So you'll have the you know, the experts list, if you want to call it that.
Eric was involved, remember.
And then the fans list. And the two will sit side by side. We'll see how they compare. And every month.
And they can make theirs.
Yeah, they can
drag and drop.
They can drag and drop their own and make their own list. And every month we'll do a different list on Patriots.com all the way through the season. So it's going to be a lot of activity
yep.
on Patriots.com.
And a lot of fun.
I think it will be fun. There's some top 10 quotes we did.
Yeah.
Top 10
did
playoff
that get,
games.
Did that get the okay?
I think so.
Really?
Top 10 playoff games, top 10 regular season, top 10 catches, runs. What else we have? Rookie classes.
Heartbreaks.
Heartbreakers. You know, so it's.
Games.
It's going to be really cool.
Characters.
Yep. Then, of course, we're going to the fans won't be selecting, but Stacey James' committee will be selecting the all-time team. All-time
team.
Yeah.
For
Let me
50
guess.
Years.
Mark Farinell is a part of that. Oh, how did I know? Because he wrote a column about it and said, oh, he has the longest tenured beat writer.
And then starting at some point, fans will start to vote on their top 10 moments.
Yep.
And that will be just fans,
right.
No one else. So.
And moments are particular
moments, not games.
Yeah, not a whole game, but right. particular plays.
There was no foul on the play.
Moments are particular. Fred says moments.
Well, a lot of people think, winning the Super Bowl. Well, you got to narrow it down. Was it Vinatieri's kick?
Adam Vinatieri's kick to win Super Bowl
36. That would be a moment. That would be a moment.
That would get
Law's interception.
Right.
Nope. Adam Vinatieri's kick is the moment that I would pick. That's my top all time.
I think most people will.
I'm just saying that's a moment.
Right.
The interception is a moment. The Willie McGinnis sack is a moment.
So I am Twittering, so if you want to go find me on Fred Kirsch, if you want to see it.
What exactly does that mean? What is that involved?
What are you doing?
For example, when I heard that Greg Lewis was signed, as soon as I heard it, I said, I just heard Greg Lewis is signed. Go to Patriots.com for the release soon.
Who does that go to?
Anyone that follows me.
Why would anyone
Had anyone followed you to that point?
There were four or five.
So Nikki, Connor.
No, not Nikki, not Connor. No, these are professionals that are following me.
Jana.
Professional?
Right now
Chris,
I have, no, Jana, out of Chris. The office people.
Fact, Jana.
Trent. If you want to go to my
Jana.
Profile, you can
Most
see who's
days,
following
that's Jana.
Me. You can see who's following me. There's some people from PFW that are following me.
Well, now a lot more people will be following you.
I just don't get the Twitter.
It's pretty cool. I have to admit, I'm not into Facebook.
What does it do? What is the benefit? What is the...
If you're in business where you want people
it's
to know
social networking.
What you're doing, it is social networking. And
Eric, you doing it?
You know,
no.
You need to do some social networking and some artistic networking.
Oh, that's happening.
You're Twittering?
No, the artistic networking.
You should
Through
Twitter,
Twitter,
though.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they'd like to Twitter with you.
Come on,
I
have Twitter with you.
No formal artistic training.
No, he won't.
Did you sell anything?
You want to eat
myself?
Oh, yeah.
How did the show go this weekend?
It was the opening reception, typical thing.
Okay, not good.
Well, I didn't sell it. I didn't sell anything yet. I didn't sell anything, but it goes through the whole month, so we still got time. And then there's another one next month.
So what happens?
At this pace, you'll still sell nothing.
On these galleries. And these shows, do you like kind of, you know, kind of sit back, and then when you see somebody kind of looking at you, you swoop in and say, hi, you know, can I help you?
What's it going to take for me to get you in this painting? I told him he needs to mix it up. All these art galleries do the snobby crowd and the wine and cheese.
Yep.
I want him to do a show
with beer and wings.
I want to bring art to the masses. Yep. Well, Lower the bar, baby.
It's actually a good idea.
See? It's a good idea. Yeah, I'm an idea man.
Then the artwork, the art pieces have to be kind of for that audience, too.
Everybody likes portraits. Everybody has something or someone they love.
Yeah.
Eric does portraits. Everybody has a dog. It doesn't have to be your wife. Yeah. Or your wife could be a dog.
Oh. All right. Web radio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482. We have a lot of emails that we need to get to. Did you order my lunch yet, Tucci? Okay. Tucci's got some announcements he's going to make. Am I allowed to talk about that?
You have announcements?
Okay. He's moving on.
Aww.
What? He's still with the company.
Oh.
But he's taking on a different role.
So who's taking on the role of him not doing anything?
Well, it's not immediate, but, you know, the doctor will be down here and we'll find somebody else to fill in.
What do you mean we'll find somebody else?
We're going to look. We're going to hire somebody.
It's not going to be that hard to find somebody that could do the crappy job that I'm doing already.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
There's one person who's a phone call away.
Is there not?
Yeah.
I'm out.
So 2G is moving on. He's going to be
the now. Wait a minute. Does this have anything to do with how we treat you on the show? Did you ask for this
it's
release?
It's probably a factor. No.
Huh?
No, it doesn't.
You're giving up the free lunches, you know. And we're going to have them every day now that somebody is capable of actually setting up lunches will be here.
This is an upwardly mobile move for you, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
But not as fun.
Not as fun. No.
I see the offices you go in and out of. This is not going to be as fun.
I think he's gonna be working his butt off.
That doesn't always equate to fun.
No, it doesn't.
Or, even.
But it's good for him. It's a good
cold work, not fun, Andy.
So now you and your sister are in the ad game. On different ends, though, right? That's interesting. How's your sister doing? Does she Twitter? I'd like to see
her Twitter.
Oh, all right. With that, we're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back.
What do I love at Q-Tip? Want to be rewarded just for shopping? At Patriot Place in Foxborough, you can be.
Use your already existing Visa cards when you visit New England's most unique destination and earn points while enjoying everything Patriot Place has to offer. The points you earn from shopping, dining, and the entertainment at Patriot Place can be redeemed for amazing rewards, like free admission to the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, tickets to Gillette Stadium events, autographed Patriots merchandise, and more. The Patriot Place Rewards Program is the first of its kind. Simply enroll your existing Visa cards. There's no approval and no new card. Enrolling is easy and it's free. Register one or all of your existing Visa cards and you'll get all the benefits associated with your existing card, plus Patriot Place rewards at no extra cost. And every time you shop, you'll be entered to win a $1,000 shopping spree. Visit patriot-place.com to enroll your existing Visa cards today. Patriot Place. Everyone wins.
MLS soccer action returns to Foxborough as the Revs kick off the 2009 season.
Gillette Stadium comes alive!
Be a part of the action all season long as the Revs make another run at the Superliga Championship and an MLS Cup Championship. Season tickets are now on sale for the 2009 season. This 20-game package features 15 regular season and 5 exclusive soccer matches. The Revs kick off 2009 on April 4th when they take on FC Dallas. See a Superliga final rematch with the Houston Dynamo. Conference rival DC United's only trip to Foxborough. Be there when the LA Galaxy take on the Revs. The reigning MLS Cup champion Columbus Crew and many more. Taylor Twellman.
Oh, what a goal by Taylor Twellman!
Matt Reese.
Off the line, and saved by Reese!
And the rest of the Revs are set to kick off 09. And you won't want to miss a minute of the exciting action at Gillette Stadium. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS to get your 2009 season tickets. Pride, passion, revolution!
Inside the Hall is one of the newest additions to Patriots.com radio, featuring Patriots and NFL Hall of Famer Andre Tippett and former PFW writer Brian Morey. But wouldn't two Hall of Famers be better than one? I mean, why isn't Hall of Famer Paul Perillo co-hosting?
Dan's going to try to get Paul Perillo on the phone today from PFW.
Oh, that'd be nice.
He, too, is a Hall of Famer.
I know he is.
So, being inducted into the Boston University Baseball Hall of Fame. Yeah,
I congratulated him and everything, and I tried to get him get him ready for the experience because it's a wonderful experience. I told him no matter what Hall of Fame you get in, it's a special honor, and to be recognized in that fashion says a lot about who you are as a athlete, a competitor, and a person.
So maybe we'll get him on the horn after and have him talk.
I think they went to go do their television show.
Oh, they did.
Okay.
He's such a media whore.
And now, back to PFW in Progress, featuring Hall of Famer Paul Perillo. Unless he's on the big show or shooting something for Patriots today.
The world's going to end in 2012 anyway.
All right, back here at PFW in Progress. Kamani writes in, he says, there's a new bright star in the PFW universe, and his name is Two Gender. When he started playing a feed in the middle of your conversation and then screamed, "You can hear that," I almost passed out. The kid is brilliant and shows just enough contempt for his job to be entertaining. During the next rounds of cuts, Eric goes and Two Gender stays.
Actually, we just found out Two Gender's gone.
Right. Let's see.
Well, not that kind of gone.
Stripper says Toronto is way closer to Buffalo than Montreal.
I think people went to Montreal. Strippers would know, too.
He says Montreal driving is 6 hours and 6.5 hours from Buffalo. So I don't know what the...
Are you sure they didn't go to Toronto?
Maybe they did. He said Toronto is only an hour, almost 2 hours.
That makes more sense. That's where they're going. But are there very nice establishments in Toronto?
Right over the border?
I thought they were in Montreal. I thought that's where you went.
That does have the reputation, but I'm sure...
Well, how close is Niagara? Okay, strippers. How close is Niagara Falls from Buffalo?
Very close.
Very close.
That's like
it's close. Toronto's on the other side of the falls,
yeah, okay. Right?
Because there's a casino there and everything. Okay, right. Maybe that's where.
And the airport is Buffalo Niagara International.
They were gambling. They were looking at who's here.
Is my sandwich here? All right. Let's see. What else do we got going on? We got a lot of emails, and the phone number is 508-543-7482. And on the phone right now is John in Palm Bay. John, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing
John.
Okay.
What's up with you?
First of all, I've been to Buffalo a couple of times. My goal is right there. Toronto's across the city. So we're trying to get there from Buffalo.
We're having problems with your connection, John.
What's up with that?
Maybe you want to call us back or something? We got a bad connection.
You're all garbled.
Let me call you. All right.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
All
Okay.
You got a bad cell. You got a landline?
TG and NJ says I'm a twit.
I've been a landline.
Fred, can you Twitter if Gary is coming back to replace 2G? Okay.
Andy's uncomfortable again.
So anyway, should we go to the emails? I mean,
why not?
You guys
have just read three emails.
You have any other news that you want to talk about before I get to the emails?
Eric's a rising star on blogging. People love him.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Is that right?
He's met many men online.
Now what does that mean?
Emails, Fred. They love his blogging. He's been a very active blogger.
And he's mad because a certain
No, I'm not really mad because I tried to blog and I didn't have the link, which is part of it. I couldn't find the blog.
On
my home computer, I need to email the link.
One of our frequent listeners wrote in to chastise Andy for not having really done much on the blog of late.
How do I get chastised? Has Paul ever blogged? Ever?
Ever, yes. But
since
but
last training
rarely.
Camp, has Paul blogged?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you. No further questions.
He's too big to blog. let's see. Paul's favorite emailer, William Berry, writes in.
I still want to get back to why William Berry knows Dartmouth so well and was talking about crossing the street in Dartmouth. Does he live in Dartmouth?
He was trying to show how someone with a cane can go out and weather that storm, and Eric couldn't even get out
Funny
of his
Funny story about a guy with a cane.
Yeah.
Was trying to cross the road in front of me this weekend when I was leaving a store and was like well out of my – probably 75 to 100 feet from the road, and he's waving at me to stop. And I'm like, there was a light that I wanted to make, so I just keep going.
Wow.
And he has an old wooden cane, and he shakes it at me, and he yells, slow down!
Oh, man.
And I was like,
that'll be Paul someday.
But the guy, he waved for me to stop and then put his head down and started walking straight across the street, but really fast. Not like he was this old decrepit man who couldn't move. It almost felt to me like I was on some camera show or something.
Yeah.
Because he looked old, but his feet were just like shimmying fast across the floor.
So the cane was
the cane was purely a weapon. He didn't need the cane. He just used it to shake it at me in anger, but. I mean, he's telling me to stop, and I'm like, there's a green light, buddy. I'm not waiting at a light because of you.
John in Palm Bay is back on the phone. John, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Much better.
Yeah, like I said, I've been to Buffalo a couple of times to the games, and the closest place to drive to is Toronto.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's about 45 minutes to go there.
Okay.
Now, why did you go to Toronto?
My uncle lives in right near Buffalo, and we went to go see the Patriots about 10 years ago.
Oh, good.
And that was close to the airport to fly back to Florida, where I live.
Oh, okay. All right, what do you got this week?
My question is, Mel Kiper right now, which I really don't always agree with, he has the Patriots picking, an outside linebacker from SC. But also, I was wondering what
Cushing or Matthews?
Matthews,
I think.
Okay.
But with our second pick, I was wondering if the offensive tackle from Alabama slips that was supposed to go in the first round, say if he's there in the very late first round, do you think the Patriots might be call Nick Saban and say, hey, what's going on with this kid, and try to draft up and get him?
I think they'll do that either way, and I think that would dissuade them from drafting him.
I agree.
I don't think Nick Saban liked him. He suspended him for his last game there, the bowl game. And Andre Smith has done nothing over the last 5 to 6 months but hurt his draft status and prove himself to be, as our friend at Mike Florio calls him, a turd.
And there are good as or better players at that position that if the Patriots really wanted that position, they could find a better player.
I think he's borderline. You call him toxic, the picks themselves. I think he is borderline toxic.
Okay.
But somebody will draft him. I mean, he's too talented not to go drafted. I just wouldn't want to be the team that drafts him.
Yeah,
and my other question is, what do you see the Patriots picking with the two top picks that they got, the number one and second? I got them as a mock draft linebacker and cornerback.
I agree with both of those.
A cornerback and maybe an outside linebacker.
But I'm not a big Clay Matthews fan. Everybody seems to think he's going to be a better pro than he was in college, and he's the perfect fit. And I think he's an overachiever. I don't like drafting overachievers in the first round.
Here's the name I want you all to remember, Paul Kruger. Utah.
Eric fell in love with
him.
He's the Kevin O'Connell of 2000.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I have to look at some more tape first. But as far as outside linebackers, I have a sneaking suspicion that Paul Kruger's name is going to be
I'm saying they're going to take two tight ends.
All
right, guys.
The kid from Rice. And,
all right, see you,
okay,
John.
Okay, John from Pompeii.
Hopefully I'll see you in February when the Patriots are Super Bowl.
Nice.
Yes, we will.
Nice.
So it's, hopefully, I mean, you've already guaranteed it. That's absolutely, written in stone.
It's every day it gets more of a certainty.
Now, what did you – have you read that there was sort of a reference from William Burt of the Lawrence Eagle Tribune?
Yes.
That Tom Brady is supposedly recruiting one Jason Taylor to New England?
Yeah, I heard that.
What do you think about that?
It's perfect
because Jason Taylor doesn't want to work out in the offseason, and Tom Brady doesn't work out in the offseason, so they're peas in the same pod
think, though,
there.
That's going to make much of a difference to Bill Belichick, whether or not Tom Brady wants a defensive player, you know.
You don't think?
No, I really don't.
What if it were an offensive player?
I think it would have a little bit more weight, yes.
But is there any – do you think Jason Taylor is a potential Patriot?
I think so. I think it could happen.
Are you willing to pay the money? Because it sounds like there's going to be money involved.
No.
Okay. So he's not a Patriot.
Well, it depends on what the money is. I'm not going to, you know.
A contract that, at least on paper, will look like $6 or $7 million per.
I'll give him $3 million guaranteed his first year. And, you know, we'll talk about the second year later.
So you'd $3 million, that's it, guaranteed, or a $3 million bonus and a $3 million
salary?
$3 million
guaranteed with maybe some incentives that could get him up to 4 or 5.
But no, $3 million, I'm saying, wouldn't be a signing bonus. It would be his first year take.
But he's guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not $3 million bonus plus $2 million
$1 million incentive. That's his base guaranteed, right?
This is kind of like the Moss contract from a couple of years ago where there was the first year.
But I don't think he made that much his first year, Moss.
I thought the first year was like $3 million.
$3 million.
What was it?
I think so.
Okay, well.
And then
it is like that.
So $3 million. You're willing to pay Jason Taylor somewhere in the range of $3 million.
Right.
I don't think that's enough to get it done by the sounds
okay.
of the market.
Well, whatever.
So see you later, Jason.
All right.
Which, by the way, I get the vibe that's what happened with Lee Bodden, don't you think? They bring him
in,
they worked him out, and they started talking money and realized they were nowhere in the same range and said, see you, Lee, and we'll go on to Sean Springs.
Is Lee still available?
As far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe he'll come back. You never know.
Well, I mean, they kind of moved on and signed Sean Springs. How many of these JAG veterans are you going to sign?
You know, I don't think that anything they've done so far precludes them from doing something similar, like getting Fred Taylor. I don't think you rule out them taking a running back in the second round.
I agree.
You know?
But in terms of cornerback,
I don't see them. I don't see this precluding them from taking another cornerback in free agency.
I kind of do.
Market's kind of.
You're
going
to have to give
them
some money,
though.
Just like you kind of gave Sean.
Yeah, but the longer you wait, the less you have to give up.
Well, but unless you believe they're your two starting corners, no questions asked. I just don't see it happening. Because
well,
we all thought
Fernando Bryant was going to be our starting corner last year,
but they didn't pay him.
Well, they paid him something, right?
You're going to pay Lee Bodden more
yeah.
if you bring him in. You're paying Sean Springs more to bring him in. And my point is you also have Hobbs, Will Height, and Wheatley, who I would think, as a team, you think can play.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't see that. I think you need one veteran corner, one decent, not great, but decent veteran corner. And I think they decided Sean Springs is that guy. Then we'll have a couple second-year guys. We'll have Hobbs.
I think they could have done worse.
We'll draft a guy.
He has a history with T.O., too.
Yeah, he's his kryptonite. Yeah. It's what NFL.com calls him.
Yeah.
Very successful, physical, at the line of scrimmage with Terrell Owens, which when it's, you know, 70-mile-an-hour winds in Buffalo, you might not even need to do.
All right.
By the way, did you see the I love when people start putting the schedule together, the fact that there's supposedly a U2 concert here September 20th?
Something like that. Some, yeah.
And it's a Sunday, yeah. So the Patriots couldn't possibly be playing here that day, so they'll have a road game and I like when people start to try to piece together the schedule.
That's like
plus everybody's vying for the Dallas game, the opener. All four networks have put in a request that they want to have the Dallas opener, which, by the way, still has 50 luxury suites.
Now, is that just because it's going to be in their new stadium? Or
yeah.
I mean
the
probably,
stadium
yeah.
is – this is like the Astrodome by all accounts. I mean, it's like the 10th wonder of the world or whatever you're up to now. And it sounds like they're in trouble down there a little bit. No?
Oh, yeah. They're feeling it. Absolutely.
As far as selling those
well, they haven't
boxes
sold
and
50
stuff.
Luxury suites.
Have
not.
They've done pretty well because they've got 300.
300. So
if that's right, you know, you never know with Jerry Jones. You know, he could be
apparently,
creating a
though,
demand.
There was 200 was the original design, and he said, no, I want more. Add another 100. And people I heard making fun of him saying that now 50 are unsold. But that also means that he sold 50 more.
No, but you never know if what he's saying. He could be just inflating the number just to create demand.
Sure.
But the problem is that the whole thing that he's building is not just a stadium. It's retail. Right. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, it's also residential and office space.
Presented by Raytheon.
So that's probably where he's really feeling it is
and
renting
also
out,
just,
you know.
Like I know the new Yankee Stadium is filled with fancy sports bars and fancy restaurants.
Yeah.
And those are things that not only is there a cost to build them, but you're expecting a certain turnover, a certain number of people to use them every day. And in the economy, suddenly people stop spending $15 for a burger and $17 for a glamorous pizza.
Well,
or,
but if the people are spending as much as they're going to spend to go to Yankee games, for instance, you don't think they're going to fork up the extra to get all the other stuff?
Because I think businesses are cutting back. A lot of that money came out of entertainment in the business industry. Mm-hmm. And not just people taking government funds, which are now, I think, are not allowed to do that. There's a lot of businesses that I think are just stopping those practices or limiting those as a way to cut fat at this point. So when you add in that the fact that ticket prices have doubled, tripled, quadrupled, whatever,
yeah,
and, I mean, I think there's less money out there. Major League Baseball came out yesterday and said they're expecting 17 to 20% decline in attendance this year.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Especially when you're opening up a new billion-dollar Yankee Stadium and we're counting on growth, not, you know, limits.
Yeah. I wonder if baseball will ever consider trimming their schedule. So that there are fewer games per week, which make them more important and therefore
more of an NFL model.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know what you might see? You know, they could be saying that just to kind of set expectations and then, it's not as bad as we thought. But
the
secondary market for ticket sales might be the place to get bargains instead of rather, you know, scalping in the past. Now it's like, I got to recover something out of this game.
Right.
You know, so you might be able to get discounts on the secondary market this year, which would keep attendance up.
They're going to have to do something because ticket prices at Yankee Stadium, from what I've seen, are just ridiculous.
Well, they're ridiculous everywhere. I mean,
particularly
Dallas, PSLs go up to, I believe, $150,000 for 50
PSLs.
PSLs.
The luxury suites go up to $500,000 a year.
No, I know, but generally luxury suite is a corporation.
Yeah.
I mean, a PSL, you're buying a single seat.
I know.
A luxury suite, you're buying a suite. At least you're getting whatever it is, 75 seats or 50 seats.
That PSL, it's not for like the whole, like if you have four season tickets.
It's per seat.
It's per seat.
Oh, my God. So
if you want four,
you're almost spending $500,000.
More than $500,000. $600,000 if you want four of them. And that's not the seat. That's the right to
buy the seat.
Right.
What a scam that is.
William
Barry.
That's
why the Crafts did it right, Fred. Those PSLs are some of the biggest scams in the history. I mean, that's Madoff, like that's, what's that other guy's name? Standish or something down
Sanford.
In Sanford. Those are scams.
William Barry writes in preseason, the TV broadcast is absolutely worthless. No one will get a clue that the only ones that watch are hardcore fans who think the starters are out. Good. Let's see the fifth-round draft pick. Instead of listening to the TV morons going on about how it is a shame whatever star is not playing, can we hear you guys? I understand it might be after the game and a pay-for-download or something to hear you guys mic'd up and watching the game. I'd gladly pay $10 or so for that. I doubt I'm alone. If money up front is the issue, I'll pre-order.
We'll take your money. I don't know what we'll do for it, but we'll take it.
I'll bring this up way in advance so maybe it could actually happen, and I'd be okay if it is, say, Brian Morey. Even the worst imaginable person from there will at least tell me who is in the game in the third quarter of the second preseason game.
Brian doesn't know the team anymore.
Please, Fred, do not delegate this to 2G. Now, I was thinking, you know, what...
That's dangerous.
Like, what would happen if, like, we took the game, the preseason game, and then after the fact re-aired it on Patriots.com with, like, what, you know, a director's cut?
Sure.
But the director's cut is us talking about the game.
I like it.
2G, I owe you some money here.
How did he get a, like...
Boring!
Who else ordered food? There was a huge bag there. Did you get me any dessert? Those little dunking stick things? You son of...
No. You said you didn't want any food.
Yeah, I forgot about dessert.
How the hell could you forget about dessert?
I could have had something. That would have been good. They have those little Dunkin' sticks.
All right.
I'd be all for that. Preseason games, we do a little rebroadcast.
Let's think about it.
Wouldn't take us that long.
No, because we've cut out all the breaks and everything.
Right. And we'll have already seen and digested some of, you know, the action. So it's not like it's the first time we're seeing it.
I don't think we could charge people for it.
Oh, then why are we doing it?
Yeah.
Well, we could have to do. We could get maybe some advertising on it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm all set.
But I don't think people would pay for that. Do you?
You know how
William Barry would.
You know how my salary was frozen? Well, I'm freezing my output. Output is frozen for the next year, Fred, in this recession.
I think Paul's been doing that for the last 5 years.
Paul did do that 5 years ago. What does Paul do? He boycotts combines.
Tells us what to write.
He hasn't blogged in 8 months. He leaves during the draft preview issue and says, good luck with that, guys, to go see Northeastern basketball. What does he do?
Paul is just, I'm convinced that his.
Well, he works for EEI full time.
His dream job is to be like SID at Northeastern or something like that.
Right. So, but until he reaches that dream,
well, all this is
he needs to do his current job.
All this is an investment in getting that job.
Why, that's a job where you do nothing too? Because he doesn't do anything. You're our patriarch. I'm okay when people say, what does Fred do? And I go, I don't know. He's the boss. But we can't have two of those people. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You can't have two of those.
What are you staring? Oh, yeah, Dominica Davis. She's hot.
Is she from the Dominica?
No. I don't think so. That's Dominica? An Italian name. It means Sunday.
Eric talking about women.
Sabado Domingo.
Robin is a male, he points out, and he's from Alaska.
Eric tries to point out that he's a male, too.
He says, my wife said about Eric's blog.
Oh, wife, in quotation marks.
Let's see.
Sure it is. Is that what you call him?
She writes
what
about.
What are you doing?
He says, you guys were ripping Eric on Thursday. Admittedly, that ripping was like a 7-layer dip of cool beans and awesome sauce, with its entertainment value only being surpassed by Paul suddenly telling Two Gender to not talk during the solo show. However, I have to write in and let you guys know that my wife thought that Eric's out-of-left-field blog entry about Rihanna was sweet and compassionate, in spite of Eric mangling modern slang at the end of it. So while some,
modern slang.
So while he gets, Eric's offended now.
Right.
It's unbelievable. He's offended at that.
Mangle this!
So while some of us Pats fans probably glossed over that blog entry, Eric may have at least scored some points with your female demographic.
I don't think we have a female demographic.
Yes, we do.
Also, Robin wants to comment about us going off topic. When things turn into a bunch of guys just yelling at each other over grammar, it does get slightly tedious. However, when you guys have found that fine line between entertaining chaos and drunken hobos yelling on street corners and then walk that line like a tightrope, it is then that the show is nothing short of gold. So kind of like the Patriots' last few draft classes, with a notable exception in regards to Mayo, the show's wild tangents are full of hits and misses. Of course, the catch is that the only way you'll ever hit on anything is if you keep on swinging.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Robin from Alaska.
We hear you, Robin. You go, girl.
That's him.
It's a male.
I know. I did
it's
it on
his
purpose,
wife
Fred.
Who supposedly likes I your know. Mangling of modern-day slang.
I know. So wait a minute. This Rihanna thing, because I haven't read it, I'll be honest with you. Wasn't even funny?
You judge for yourself. Read it. Go read it yourself.
No, it was sincere.
It was sincere, and it was a little bit funny.
So I have to add you to the list of Oprah and Donald Trump and all these people that have given unsolicited advice to Rihanna?
It was the first weekend when we were reporting on reports.
He's getting mad again.
No, I'm not. I'm explaining it to you.
Idiot.
Okay, yes, you fill in that blank if you like. And I was sitting there typing on the reports. I had the internet open. I had my TV on. And as I looked up at one point, there was a report that she had taken him back. So I thought, that's ridiculous. And then I just started thinking, oh, that'd be funny to report on this report because it has nothing to do with football. Clearly indicated that in the subject line. So the morons who are upset didn't have to read it to begin with.
Oh, my God, that is funny.
And then
Robin's
wrote I wrote a sincere reaction to it. And then at the end, threw in a little joke about her song lyric. That's all.
Alex writes,
you know,
it's harmless.
You know there's another version of Umbrella?
No.
I heard it at the gym yesterday. It's like a slowed down Alanis
by her?
Morissette. No, it's some, sounds like a white folksy singer type thing.
Is it horrible?
I wouldn't say it was good.
Anyway,
I kind of like the Rihanna.
Alex writes in,
I know you do.
Hey guys, and U.S. Weekly writer, Eric. Speaking of Eric,
isn't that Us Weekly?
Maybe
Us Weekly.
Living in a hilly region is messing with your head. No one cares about your blog about Rihanna. That's all I had. All right.
All right.
That's what he says. And Thomas writes in.
That was a waste of 7 seconds.
Dear humans in 2G, the laughing monkey, just wondering if Eric was planning on doing a season preview anytime soon. Here's my effort based on his unique style of writing. We will all be looking forward to seeing Brady out there doing his stuff. I'm sure Randy Moss and the rest of us are hoping his rehab, and he's got it in quotes, has gone well. We can't afford another injury to him as Castle won't be there to answer our SOS. Now, I guess these are all Rihanna songs.
Yes, they are, Fred.
Fred Taylor is a quality acquisition. His experience will be invaluable to Lawrence Maroney, who will hopefully learn to stop dancing and whining and just shut up and drive the ball forward. The defense may be a little concerning, but I have the confidence in the likes of Wheatley and Wilhite to take a bow and become established players. Losing McDaniels won't be much of an issue, and despite Paxton and Gaffney being unfaithful by following Josh to Denver, we have the players and coaches to cover. It actually looks bad on McDaniels by trying to bring his old boys in. I suppose it's a case of Josh wanting to get away from New England, but can't help his feelings for us, except letters to Bill saying that Josh hates that I love you still, and Bill to reply with, if it's loving that you want, you should never have left New England. I sense a great season coming. The rain clouds above us that the media continue to point out will not distract us. We'll just stand under our umbrella and get on with it all the way to the Super Bowl. I can hear the sound of the victory parade, and it's getting stronger. All I can say is, please don't stop the music.
So that's well done.
Who was that?
Tom from England.
Well done.
I'm going to give Tom the benefit of the doubt and say I hope he had to look up some of those songs and didn't off the top of his head know
Rihanna
songs.
I'm guessing he knew them off the top of his head, but well done anyway.
Because I only know like four of them.
I didn't know any of them, so I'm better than
you. You never heard Umbrella?
No.
Oh, how come on. Andy, I might have heard
it. Andy sings it in the office all the time. Shut Up and Drive is definitely, isn't that a cheerleader song, Two Gender? I would say a few of those are cheerleaders.
Fred, you've never heard Andy walking around the office going, Ella, 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 eh, eh.
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, you're not paying attention then. He does it all the time.
He doesn't pay attention to anything. Speaking of that, Fred, are there new cheerleaders? Isn't that?
Yes. That's another thing that was going on the website this
they
weekend.
Were coming in our office.
Interviews.
Cheerleader interviews.
Yep.
Now they could take it down a couple notches on the perfume that was just choking me out and taking all the oxygen out, but there was one that was smoking.
I'm telling you, I was there on Saturday for the swimsuit.
Oh, hot.
Judging?
Oh,
were you judging?
I wasn't judging, but there was one there. I mean, there were a lot of beautiful women there, but there was one that I couldn't believe it.
Did she make the final cut?
Oh, she made it.
Yeah?
Oh, she made it.
Is that a hair gel?
Oh, my God.
You need a minute? Are there photos of her available on Patriots.com?
I don't know. Nick Oldford, yep. Another one of our webmasters.
Abe Lincoln.
The more competent webmaster.
He was there taking photos, but I'm not sure.
He put some up. I know he put some photos up.
Yeah.
Apparently some that were a little distasteful.
Let's just say that it's a very strong and deep crowd this year.
Strong and deep.
Yes. The talent goes very deep.
Okay.
I like it when all they right. go deep.
Now, see.
Why?
That's what he said.
You don't want to be top. Well, you do want to be top heavy, but.
Let's see. Joe writes in, can anyone at PFW explain how the NFL's first round, excluding bonus money, basic pay slot is determined?
You basically take last year's and add, what is it, 6%? Something like that.
Six or seven, something like that.
I mean, it's pretty simple. I don't know how it actually got started that way. I don't really know why that is. But you take last year's contract and add a small percentage to it, sometime 5 to 8%, somewhere in there, and that's going to be the contract for the next year. That's how it's always worked.
Yep. Well, since they started it, which I don't remember how many years ago
now,
it was. But
if somebody, like, let's say, picking number two or Detroit picking number one, wanted to play hardball, could they? Could they say,
They all try, but it never works.
But there's no rule. There's no NFL rule.
No, the guy
that says,
doesn't have to sign
you
anything.
You must offer at least this much.
No, there's no rules, but it's a negotiation, and that's the scale they seem to use. And the guy can just sit out. You lose him.
Right.
I mean, if he chooses to sit out the year, you could lose him. So generally they play hardball and then they cave and it kind of falls in line.
Let's see. Another Joe writes in. Let's see if he says where he's from. Joe. Oklahoma State Joe, he calls himself.
Nice. Better than Joe the plumber.
Hey, guys, including Eric, but not to screw up 2G. First, wow. John in L.A. sucks at writing. I am in
just
journalism school at Oklahoma State. Side note, all due respect to strippers, but OU's journalism school is not as near as prestigious as OSU's, so eat that.
Plus OSU has orange.
John's writing could get torn apart in my class. In fact, we have to have bad examples of online articles. Right now, it is between Josh's and Rush Limbaugh.
Oh.
Even John's articles are to be read for fun. You can hardly read them. Look, I am writing in all caps. Yippee. Cut to John crying because his writing sucks. Who's a bad boy? Who? Fade back. Point made. I know Fred can't read this crap. Second, Brandon Pettigrew is a monster. I went to every OSU home game, and let me say, holy friggin' crap. That guy made more one-handed in traffic and circus-like catches than anyone I've ever seen. There is no way the Patriots can get this guy.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
A steak and cheese sub. That's what's wrong with me. Jeez. Plus, there's more carbonation in Diet Coke than regular Coke. Anyway, let's see. He does it all and will get paid for that, too. One-third of the time, he is in a stance blocking. Another 30 is in a stance catching the ball and making a so-so Zach Robinson look amazing. And the other third of the time, he is split out like a wide receiver. Zach Robinson only has to get the ball out of reach from the defender so Pettigrew can chase it down. Pettigrew makes any quarterback look good. I am calling it. Brandon Pettigrew is the next great tight end. Patriots have no chance. He will be the first wide receiver tight end taken.
The first
wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
End? He has wide receiver / tight end.
Does he mean one or the other?
No. Like, yeah. He
of
means
that group,
the first guy that catches the ball for a living, he's the one.
Oh boy, I don't know about that.
And OS Joe also says, keep your eye on Kendall Hunter and Dez Bryant for next year. Don't take this too literally, Eric, with a K. Just kidding. All of you guys rock, except of course Two Gender. I am a producer at a local radio station, so I know how bad he sucks.
Are you,
wow,
I know from experience.
That's not right.
Are you looking to branch out and maybe come here and work?
He's still in school, though.
Well, he can, I don't know, transfer.
Des
Pettigrew.
Yeah.
He ran a very slow 40 time at the combine. He hurt himself by, was it 4.82?
I don't remember.
I believe it was 4.82, which is not good if you're looking for a receiver combo. Dynamic tight end.
He may have great hands, though. That's...
Right, and that's fine. But if he can't get open, create some separation, and find some space, those hands aren't as valuable.
Yeah.
By all accounts, he is the best all-around tight end. He can block. He can catch.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, can he run at an NFL level? I wonder when their pro day is. I wonder if he's looking to because if he can shave some of that 40 time off, I kind of agree with him. He's going to be a mid-first-round pick.
There's a rumor that the electronic clock at the combine wasn't working correctly.
Right.
And a lot of these times were from handheld clocks.
Right. Yes.
Do you think that would make it slower or faster?
I think it would vary significantly because
from some of the material I've seen, the electronic is slower than what a lot of the handhelds had.
Okay.
But I still think it would vary, though, because, you know, you might be a split second quicker on the draw than he might or somebody else. And you're going to get, you know, it's all going to be in the same general area.
What was wrong with
the
electronic? What are you hearing?
I don't know. It just wasn't functioning right. That's what, you know.
You'd think that, you know, they would make
sure
it
did. Been doing this for a long time. Yeah.
I mean, what is it that each team pays $75,000 to be there to get a 40 time?
Yeah.
You'd think they would, you know, get that right, test it a couple times.
It could be just a rumor. I don't know.
I don't think it's a rumor. I think there's some truth to that rumor. I don't know exactly what went wrong or why it went wrong or whatever, but I think there's some truth to that rumor that the electronic timing was effed up. Maybe it was effed up last year when I thought they were running 36-yard 40s.
Yeah, it could have been.
With all those super fast times.
Well, if you're an agent, it's good to get that rumor out there.
Certainly if you're like Brandon Pettigrew.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't a 4.8. The timing was all messed up that day. He's a 4.5 guy. Don't worry.
Right.
But to his point, you know, what good does it do a tight end if he gets the separation and gets out there and, you know, can't hang on to the ball when it's thrown to him? Not naming any names.
Yeah, I'm not looking for the speediest
but
tight
the opposite
end. I'm looking
end of that
for a guy
is,
who has
if he
good
never
hands,
gets to the hands.
And can run good routes. I mean, Shockey isn't a speedster, but when his head's right,
he can run
for a tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty
well,
athletic.
Brandon Pettigrew's 4.82 is not great for a tight end.
You don't think so?
And certainly not for a top 15 pick tight end or top 20 pick tight end. He's considered, was considered a mid-first round pick, and I think that brought some questions into his overall value. Now, he's great that he has great hands. It's great that he can block and all that, but to be a high first round pick tight end, you generally have to jump off the paper, and that 4.82 jumps off the paper, but for all the wrong reasons.
I wonder how fast a 40 Ben Coates ran.
I was just thinking about Ben Coates.
Because he never really seemed to me to be a speedster.
No.
But he was always open.
Right.
And he had great hands.
And he wasn't always open, but he always caught it.
Right.
The guys, linebackers on his back, and
True.
Drew would just throw it to him.
True.
Three guys, I'm going to Coates.
And he was a great blocker. So I think I don't
Where
know.
Where was
I
he drafted?
Wasn't he like 7th, 8th round or something? He was pretty low.
He was Livingstone State,
yeah.
So it was very
Livingstone,
low.
College muddies the waters, but my point is he didn't have the measurables, so he doesn't go high. If you have the measurables, you go high.
You go
when
high.
When you lose
but...
those measures, there's no saying that Brandon Pettigrew can't be a good NFL tight end,
right.
But when you have really slow 40 times, it hurts your initial value.
Right.
He'll make a career for himself based on whether he can play or not. The 40 will go out the window in 2 years.
But to Joe from OSU's point, I think it might help – the Patriot, if he wants to see this guy come to the Patriots, it might help that he slips a little bit more because then maybe he's available in the late second round, early
oh,
third round.
That far.
Well, who knows?
He'll be a late first, early second pick at the lowest.
John,
you heard it here first. That means it's wrong.
More feedback about John in L.A.'s column. John in South Carolina says, first, let me say John from L.A. is far better writer than I could ever hope to be, and I hope this is taken as constructive criticism. John, I thought your article was good, but it was like trying to read Sybil's mind. It was all over the place, and it seemed as though you were working too hard to be funny. That said, it was still better to read than something about Rihanna, which brings me to my next topic.
Benihana?
And then his next topic is Eric's hissy fit. Dear guys, Eric and Two Gender, Eric, throwing a hissy fit and overreacting is not helping you change the overly feminine image. Feel free to write about subjects other than football, but consider your audience. I am a fat, middle-aged man. What do I care about Rihanna? You might as well have been writing about Britney Spears, Madonna, or anything else covered by the Entertainment Channel. Think about it like this. If it might be covered by the Entertainment Channel, LMN channel, whatever that is, or magazines found by the grocery store register, you might not want to write about it in connection with your sports-based newspaper. You need to let things go, and Two Gender sucks. So, little word of advice for John in L.A. and Eric from John in South Carolina.
I'm
Eric,
sure each of like us. I'm respond? Sure each of us will take it with the spirit that it was intended.
You don't look like you're going to take it that way.
You look like you want to punch somebody.
On the phone right now is Jamie in Houston. Jamie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. I'm coming into the show blind, so you may have already covered it, but. What are our thoughts on the TO talk? Has it been beaten up? What's been covered? What is the consensus?
We started off the show with it. I think that consensus is it's an expensive risk for Buffalo. It's not really going to do much to help them in the long term. It's not going to help him win a Super Bowl. And we seem to think that the Sean Springs signing is going to help as far as the reported signing because that hasn't been made official, but. That it's going to help any sort of advantage that the Buffalo might have had against New England.
My take is that Buffalo has nothing to lose. It's about selling jerseys and putting fannies in the seat and getting people to watch the games on TV. You know, because of their economic situation, they need to do stuff like this.
My take, Jamie, is they have everything to lose. They have a young nucleus of a team, and they have a head coach that could be walked all over. And if T.O. makes that team a shambles, they'll regret it for years when it's affecting guys like Posluszny and Whitner and whoever else is on that team. I think they have a young nucleus, and the last thing you want is a cancerous Terrell Owens influencing them.
I got you, but I'm very surprised because I'm here to tell you maybe I'm the only crazy wild card out there. But why didn't the Patriots make a move? You want to buy an undefeated year and book the Super Bowl championship? If we had the cap space, and I would have gladly spent the $6.5 million and do another Corey Dillon restoration project, Randy Moss restoration project, and book it. If you have T.O., Randy Moss, Wes Welker,
Taylor.
Additions in the running back department, book an undefeated Super Bowl championship. And I can't believe for it probably would have took $6 million, $6.5 million for 1 year, And, I mean, it's a done deal.
There's
I
no
mean,
way
is
I would.
Anybody thinking of that or talking
no
about
way,
that?
There's no way. I mean, I would have taken T.O. for the right money, but there's no way I'd bring him in here for more in that first year than I brought Randy Moss in here.
Right.
Oh, that's
God,
an insult to Randy Moss.
Absolutely.
And it's an insult to everybody else on this team.
It also defeats the purpose. Those guys were brought in. This was their last-ditch effort to win a Super Bowl, to resurrect their careers, their image. Right. It worked for Dillon. It almost worked for Moss. He didn't win the Super Bowl, but he's fit in and done all the right things. If you bring T.O.
in. It wouldn't work for T.O.
Not for $6.5 million.
It wouldn't have worked.
$6.5 million is a ridiculous amount of money. And if you bring him in for $2 million or $1 million and it's his last ditch effort, but he supposedly had all these teams interested and they had money on the table.
I'll bring him in for the veteran minimum in a bunch of team incentives, not personal incentives.
I mean,
incentives,
come on, guys.
Incentives.
I mean, you don't want football immortality for the extra money. I think everybody could get along.
Plus, how much better is the offense going to get?
Football immortality.
How much better?
I would gladly spend it, and I think everybody else would have gotten in the boat and rowed if at the end of the season they're standing on the top of the mountain doing nobody's anything anybody
Jamie,
else
the,
has done in
the
modern
Jamie,
era.
The
defense stinks,
the
and if you
is,
don't add anything to the defense, that might not be a good enough offense to outscore everybody.
The fact
is, it would be the greatest offense ever
the greatest,
in the modern era. I'm
and the
sorry,
greatest
you
offense,
don't agree?
The greatest offense ever assembled in the modern era lost the Super Bowl to the New York Giants.
It's even better than that one.
Okay, so maybe you win, maybe you don't. But you just said that the best means you
book it. I mean, you talk to any analyst out there; they don't think that would happen if you added him. I mean, who can defend that? Who
Jamie,
can defend all of
could,
the offense?
Who could defend
him?
The
Nobody
Patriots
can.
In 2007? Oh, the New York Giants. They did it. They won that day.
Jamie, the fact is, Moss, like Fred said, Moss and Dillon came here with the express interest of winning a Super Bowl. Owens signing with Buffalo indicates that he could care less about winning a Super Bowl,
that's
or else
true.
He wouldn't have signed with Buffalo.
They simply
if he
went
really
for the
wanted
most
it, he
money.
Would have come to the team that would have given him maybe less money, but more of a chance to win
and
that Super Bowl.
I don't know
Bowl.
This.
He
is,
doesn't want that,
this
obviously.
This is pure speculation.
But here's what I'm telling you. You've given him the money, and if you've given him the chance to win the Super Bowl, and he's playing for another contract, because he's got a big enough ego to think he's got more life, and he would have gladly...
What makes you so? What makes you so confident?
And the chance to win a Super Bowl.
What makes you so confident?
Opted out to another team.
What in his history makes you so confident that he would have done that?
Here, it's complete speculation that I'm saying this, but I think the Patriots probably did make an offer.
Yeah, we have no reason to think that they did or didn't.
The fact is, he went with the best offer. Winning has nothing to do with it.
Obviously,
which absolutely,
but he cares about his numbers. He cares about his performance.
It's all
individual.
It's all about money.
He would have been playing if we had
that's,
for 1 year. If
that's
we had
not
for
what
one
we're
year,
looking
he
for.
He would have been playing for.
But if he
for
cares,
the, the second thing, Jamie, is this. You know, these guys, they do keep track and they do keep score as far as who's making what.
Mm-hmm.
They know it does matter to them what the guy next to them is making. You bring in Terrell Owens for $6.5 million. And
they'll be
it's
pouting.
Not going to sit
there will
well.
Be pouting.
It's not
right.
going to sit well. That's...
They'll be pouting, but, I mean, hey, what does Bill always say? We do what's in the best interest of the team. We're
and that would
the
not
best
be in the best
the
interest.
That would
We're
not be in the best
game,
interest.
Fellas,
that would not
that
be in the best interest of the
it's
team.
It's a guarantee to go the whole run. You're
it's,
running the first
of all, it's no guarantee. It's not a guarantee. It's
it
not
is.
A guarantee.
It absolutely is.
All right, tell me this, Jamie. What in Owens' history makes you think that he would get along with anybody on this team?
It's not about getting along with everybody.
Of course it is.
It's about getting on the field, and it's about working.
So,
it's about,
and
it's
he
about
doesn't. When he gets
on
the field.
And putting the points up and doing your production, which he always does, despite what the locker room
Every
does.
Team he's been on, he has wanted to be the number one guy, getting the most catches, getting the most yards. If he comes on this team, they're going to be spreading the ball around to Welker and Moss. They're going to be handing off to Fred Taylor. He's not going to be the guy, and he's going to pout. He's going to make a scene. He's going to cause a disruption. It's a great move that they didn't get him. They can get a better number three receiver to line up on the other side of
and
Moss.
And that's
it's
okay.
This sounds very reticent. This sounds very familiar back to, the Randys. And Corey Dillon's. We were all, everybody was singing the same old song back then. Now,
then
now,
you didn't listen. Then you didn't listen because PFW, for at least 2 years before Randy Moss became a Patriot, was saying Bill Belichick would take Randy Moss. They would like to have Randy Moss. If the right situation comes along, Randy Moss would be a Patriot.
And I still think that the Patriots would take T.O., but it's got to be the right situation. You're not going to come in and pay him that much money because it's not going to sit well. It's not sending the right message.
Right.
And I'm not
I'm
saying that
you,
the Patriots
Bill
are a bunch of angels.
Bill wants to win. Mr. Kraft wants to win. He wants
right.
to do it.
And that might
class,
hurt you.
But ultimately, they're there to win.
That might
and,
hurt right. you, though.
That's, I think you can argue it would hurt you. Yeah, no. I am arguing that it would hurt
right.
them.
No. No, an undefeated Super Bowl championship year ain't gonna hurt you.
Okay, let me.
I love how you just assume. Undefeated
let me throw this scenario at Jamie then. Okay, all right.
You guys can assume that he's a cancer and gonna kill the Patriots too. I can assume they run the table.
Okay, let me throw this scenario at you.
Let's leave T.O. out of it. The defense stinks. Even with T.O.
Let me throw this scenario at you. Okay, T.O. is on the Bills. That's a done deal. What if all of a sudden, this is a hypothetical, obviously. What if they bring in Marvin Harrison? Is that an automatic lock to go undefeated and win a Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because he doesn't have the game that T.O. does. He doesn't present the threat anymore that T.O. does. It's plain and simple.
I agree with that.
Did Dante Stallworth possess the game and the skill that Terrell Owens does? No. And what did they do
with Ocho Cinco? Ocho Cinco is your only other breakout guy, you know, that comes right to mind.
My point is, what did they do when Stallworth was that number two guy? They went undefeated, did they not? They went to the Super Bowl, did they not? So if you bring in a guy who's a little bit less than T.O., but still a lot better than what they had last year, there's still a chance that they could go 16-0 without Terrell Owens. That's my point.
But it's not a guarantee.
It's not a guarantee with T.O.?
Stallworth didn't guarantee. I'm telling you, there's no way. Any analyst will tell you that there's no conceivable way that you can put up. Because T.O. commands a double team just like Randy does, and you just run out of defensive players. I mean, Stallworth, none of these other shoemakers command the double team.
I hear that,
and
I think that's why with a guy with his mental makeup, it's worth taking a shot at, but not at $6.5 million.
Again,
no
and we don't know that they didn't take a shot at.
Versus $6 million. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, the extra $5 million or whatever it would be is worth it. Is worth a chance, a very significant, 99.9% chance at immortality.
I give him $1 million with a chance to make $3 million if you win the Super Bowl.
And I go back.
It's not the money.
I mean, I can understand, but if you had the chance, just spend the extra $1 million one time, throw the gamble. I think you can do nothing but win.
Jamie,
what you're missing is it's not the money.
You lose the trust
of
all your other players.
Right, it's what the money represents. It's more respect to T.O. It's him having leverage. It's all of that. You need to have the leash. Let me be clear.
I don't like the guy. I just like what he does for a football team on the field as far as
drop balls and lose games.
Attention from a defense.
Drop balls and lose games.
Again, Jamie, if he really wanted to win a Super Bowl as badly as you want us to win a Super Bowl, he would have signed with a team that has a better chance to get to the Super Bowl than Buffalo.
I would argue that if he wanted
to
put up numbers.
I want the Super Bowl championship as much as I want Bill and the personnel department to. That's what I want.
I would argue that if he even wanted to put up numbers, he would have come to the Patriots or going to the Colts. He clearly was focused on one thing.
He's got to share with Randy Moss. He would never come just for that thought. That's stupid.
What's stupid is playing half your games in the snow in Buffalo where the wind is 50 miles an hour every week with an unproven third-year quarterback. So he's not going to put up numbers in Buffalo like he would have put up with Tom Brady.
I mean, make no mistake, guys.
Dante Stallworth, who you just called
a
shoemaker, caught 50 passes.
He's an egomaniac, I agree, but he's one of the best in the game.
And if you want to catch passes and put up numbers, you go to a good quarterback, not an unproven quarterback who plays in the wind and snow of Buffalo.
I agree with you.
So you would come to New England or Indy.
I agree, but he's still going to command a double team. He's still going to.
But my point is, if you want to catch passes, we're talking about what T.O. wants. We're talking about championships, numbers, and money. Clearly, he poo-pooed the championships.
Right.
Clearly, he poo-pooed the numbers and went simply for the money.
The money.
Right.
Exactly.
But I know that's what he wants. I mean, give him the money and get him here and do it for 1 year. And you know.
But why do you want a guy to come who doesn't care about that?
He doesn't care about that.
See, Jamie,
he doesn't care, Jamie.
I'd rather lose the battle and win the war, fellas.
He doesn't care.
Jamie, you brought up Corey Dillon and Randy Moss. Those are two great examples of guys that didn't come here for the money.
Right, and
those
they wanted to win.
Those guys made little money their first year. They came here to win.
That's right.
That's why it was worth taking a chance on those
guys. That's right. No. That's exactly
what
right.
What do you mean, no? That's a fact.
They came here with the opportunity to. Dillon was here to win the championship. He made
right.
it.
So was Moss.
Like I just said.
So was Moss.
So was Moss.
No, Moss is looking for another opportunity to build his.
No.
Moss was looking. He was ready to leave us a year ago before we signed him.
He didn't.
The coin flip that he stayed? I mean,
No, it wasn't.
Money. Yes,
no. He took less money to stay here.
He could have gone to Philadelphia
for more money. They offered more money. He chose to stay here because he liked the organization.
Remember Brett Favre was so mad about not getting Randy Moss?
Well, that's the first time.
Yeah.
Randy Moss wanted to win.
Right. And he came seconds away from doing so. Now, if he had done so, maybe then that's a different story.
He could have been an Eagle with more money, no question.
But he didn't, and he felt like his overall, the rest of his career was better off staying here. and that's what he did.
With a chance to win with Tom Brady.
With another chance to win. If T.O. really wanted to win, which he obviously doesn't, he would have gone to either the Patriots or the Colts or another team that has a legitimate chance at going to the Super Bowl.
And I'm not arguing any of that, fellas. I mean, you're throwing up as the big thing. That's absolutely true. I'm just saying we had a chance to basically guarantee what we almost had, what hurt so bad. We can't even talk about that season hurt so bad. Well, let's make up. Let's spend the $5 million extra, get this guy, get it done, walk our way into football immortality, untarnished by the cheat gate and all this other stuff.
You're discounting.
It's about time. Well, we just need to agree to disagree because somehow he has in his mind that
everything would be
guaranteed.
Rosy.
Yeah, right. I mean, every analyst would just bend over backwards saying, everybody else, don't play the season because the Patriots are going to win the title.
I think in that scenario where you're paying them $6.5 million, the chances of a bad thing happening.
There would be envy in the
locker
room.
The odds of that are bigger than what Jamie is thinking about. But you know what? I had to give credit to Jamie because I think that's the first caller that we've ever said that actually put up a fight over
it was
the
a
phone.
Very good phone call.
Oh, it was a great phone call.
Usually our callers, when we disagree, they kind of like, oh,
his
okay.
argument's idiotic, but it was a great
but
phone
it was a
call.
Great phone call.
He debated it very well.
I think that, you know, so I got to give him credit for that.
But what I have to say is, cheerily, the mentality of, at least from Jamie's perspective, Patriots Nation has changed. It's now,
just when,
as Scott Pioli, no, but even as Scott Pioli would say, it's now about collecting talent, not necessarily building a championship team.
But also, I think it is.
Because that's a collection of talent
I know,
if you try to bring.
Absolutely. But it goes deeper than that, Andy. It's not just collecting talent. We collectively need to get the taste of 2 years ago out of our mouth. It's still in our mouth, and it's never going to go away until we win it again.
But
and that's what it's all about for guys like Jamie.
But doesn't
and me.
That T.O. move?
We got to win the Super Bowl
right.
again.
But if doesn't that T.O. move feel like you're going down that road again where, sure, you're going to put up a ton of regular season stats, and but are you the best championship football team?
No, I understand.
Come January and February.
How you do that is up to, you know, debate.
That
but
reeks of the New York
the
Yankees
line.
Every
we
offseason.
We need mm-hmm. to win it all again in order to get that taste
but
out of our mouth.
But my point is,
it's never
they're going
go away
about
until
it
we do.
The wrong way.
Right. That could. That's what
I buy
you
in,
and I are arguing.
I buy though. Into the philosophy that there's a certain way to build a championship team. You need superstars, but you can only have so many and the right ones.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it in baseball where you collect guys.
Right.
The Yankees do it. But everybody says, well, when did they win? Well, they won when they had Derek Jeter and they were building
a couple
from within,
of superstars.
And they added the guy in right field that always got mad.
Giambi.
Think of,
Paul
no.
O'Neill.
Paul O'Neill's yeah. and guys who were next year fiery.
Up. Yes.
I mean, there's
guys
a certain,
who wanted to win.
A championship
older
mixture.
Guys, yes.
And I feel like it's gone the other way. And admittedly, there's been success. The mm-hmm. Celtics were the picture of get some superstars mm-hmm. and win. But for years, remember, the Detroit Pistons were the Patriots of the NBA because they had the right mix of defense and the they had superstars. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Ben Wallace was
right.
a quote-unquote superstar, and mm-hmm. but they had the right mix. And now it's like everybody's going back to the days of, well, we'll just use the Yankee philosophy and sign everybody we can get, and
right.
we'll win.
That doesn't work in football.
Well, it doesn't always
work. It didn't
work.
Always work in baseball.
It doesn't always work in baseball. But
or
baseball,
any sport.
It's more likely because it's an individual sport. You know, on a team.
But the Yankees have been spending money all this decade and haven't won anything.
But the point is, it's not just the stat line.
Look at the Redskins.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just the stat line that you add up on paper. It's the team. It's the dynamic. There's a lot of that involved in all sports, and I think you could argue football more so than any other
right.
because of the team nature of the game. 11 guys on the field at all times. And I just, it's like we're going down that Yankee road.
Yeah.
Everything has to be a big splashy move. And I understand the
and
frustration that some
oh,
of these,
of
you know, on defense, well, we're sick of signing Fernando Bryant's
right.
and all these low, go get
Delta O'Neill's.
To which I would say, okay, if you want to waste money, go after a superstar corner and try it because the other has. But how much better is your offense going to be? And the fact to just say, it's guaranteed, undefeated Super Bowl season, ask any analyst, I think that's borderline ridiculous.
Hey, something I need to bring up. You know that monkey that attacked somebody a couple months ago and it bit
yeah.
her face off
yes.
and all that, and they had to put him to
there's
sleep?
There's a monkey on TV.
Now, there's
right
another
now.
Monkey called Santino that they found
hoarding
was actually
rocks.
Hoarding rocks
yeah.
to throw at visitors. I'm telling you, 50 years, the Planet of the Apes is going to come true. The apes are getting smarter. They're going to start taking over.
What do they call it? The step in between?
The that's missing Fred. Link. The missing
Fred's
link.
The missing link to the Planet of the Apes.
It's, you know. It's probably maybe a little longer than 50
world's
going to
end in 2012,
50,000 years the
you
apes
heard?
Are going to take over.
He went from 50 years
to
50,000 years.
That's quite a leap.
They're going to take over us.
You should put that in some sort of time capsule so people remember. Fred Kirsch yeah. said it first, 2009.
Well,
Planet of the Apes.
They're throwing their feces
Twitter
on
that
us.
One,
they're
Fred.
Throwing rocks on us.
Twitter that. Send that out as a Twitter.
I might. You only get 140 characters, so it might be hard to explain my hypothesis.
Mark, you can send more than one Twitter, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you have like a you
part
know,
one, part two.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's not defeat the point.
What?
I don't get what the point is.
Who?
Really.
Who's on the phone?
Christian.
Oh, Chris with the TIAN's on the phone. Christian, how you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Christian.
Everything. The monkeys are taking over, not just here.
Damn dirty apes, Fred.
By the way, I love the original of that movie, and I made the mistake of going to see the Mark Wahlberg remake a few years ago.
Cool.
It was awful.
I didn't think it was bad. It was okay.
Awful.
It was okay. Anyway, what's up, Christian?
I got to do some caller-on-caller crime here to Jamie.
Uh-oh.
Good.
What's he smoking? Listen. People got to get out of their head that 2007, you'll probably never see that again.
Right.
That was otherworldly. You caught teams by surprise. You had a team that was put together with Welcome Moss, a solid running game. I mean, that'll never, ever happen. People have to get that in their head. So by acquiring T.O., you think that you're going to sort of right all wrongs or go 19-0 again? I mean, I think a lot of people just – I mean, do you know how hot it was to go 16-0?
I know.
Right. Uh-huh.
I mean, people just – that's
we forget,
get that out of your head.
You're right, Chris. I mean, we forget. The early games, the first half of the season, yeah, they were blowing teams out. But toward the end there, those last
Baltimore?
5 weeks
– Remember Baltimore where Russ Holstein was jumping up? They were getting timeouts. Yep. I mean, that was a gift from the gods.
You could see the gas coming out of the tank, and they barely made it through the playoffs to the Super Bowl. You know,
and you can see it in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What did we say the week after? The week after they smoked Buffalo, they came off the bye. No one's going to beat this team. And the next week they played Philly. I think they were favored by like 25 points or something.
Yeah.
And it was tooth and nail the whole way.
Yep.
From there on out, every game was a struggle.
That year, when our weekly picks, I was consistently picking the Patriots to win, but not to cover the spread.
That's
and I was right.
I know.
You know,
well, not early.
At that point.
Not early.
No, not early. But at that point, you were.
Yeah.
My, you know, it was a good call by Jamie. But my only problem with him was he underestimated T.O.'s effect on the rest of the team.
Right.
Not talking about on the field as far as the actual play, but the chemistry on the team.
And
how
it
would affect.
See, I think they can I think this is a team that they could control them, but it's a separate thing from making $6.5 million.
Right.
Dollars. That's already in the bank,
and that
sticks in the craw of the other players.
And that was my argument when we did Debate Friday. I'll take him if he's kind of coming crawling to us. But if there's any sort of pursuit necessary, I'm not interested.
Absolutely.
He needs to kind of have a gut check time before he steps into the
Come
locker
to
room.
Jesus.
Right.
Absolutely.
And he clearly didn't have to have that because a team like the Bills was out there with $6.5 million.
Yep. Yeah.
Enabling him.
If
right.
he says, I just want to win, Bill. I just want to come here and win a Super Bowl. I want to be part of the
and
team.
And show that.
Boom.
By making a
veteran minimum
with team incentives. If you win a Super Bowl, fine. You'll make $3
million. Or even,
but it's team incentives.
Give him what you gave Moss.
Exactly.
That kind of, you know, a conditional deal.
Right.
Do this.
And
behave.
And that's the mistake Buffalo made.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Buffalo, I mean, I read a quote that Tread Edwards said, I haven't even talked to anybody who played with him. I just want to start with a clean slate. Are you kidding me?
Right.
You're kidding me? He was in Dallas with a Pro Bowl tight end, a Pro Bowl running back. Okay, I mean, I know the coaches, you know, and the owner, I mean, they're lunatics, and that was that whole front office is just a disaster. But, I mean, he had all the necessary pieces around him to succeed.
And the other thing that people forget is when Moss came here and people were worried, how's he – when he's gone bad in his career, he pouts. He sulks. It's quiet. It's more internal. He rarely – T.O. is a more
– gets in your face.
Combustible
he gets
force.
On I mean,
he doesn't even wait for the
he'll
locker
make a
room.
Show,
right
right.
On the
he'll
side.
Make a show on the field, on the sidelines.
He needs to show not just his teammates but everyone watching on TV that – you know,
right. It's
about
not
me. It's not me that we're losing.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's almost like he's embarrassed, so he goes the other way and lashes out.
Right.
All right, guys, that's all I got for today.
All right,
man.
Thanks for bringing some sanity to the program from the phone.
Speaking of psychiatry, this is something I forgot when we were talking about Paul. I forgot to mention. I think what he's doing, what we're witnessing here with his love of Northeastern, is it's guilt. The fact that he didn't go to Northeastern and went to BU, mm-hmm. I think from that time when he graduated, he's been trying to live that down and make it right in his own mind.
Now, is this about his father?
It could be his
and
father
his brother.
And his brother that all went to
– But, I mean, you trying to fix things with his father,
he's trying
fix
to fix
the
it.
Wrongs of early
you
in
know,
life.
And they don't give a crap. They don't care. He thinks they do, though, you know, because he would. But – from that time, he's been trying to make it better by following Northeastern.
Could be.
You know, I think it's psychological. And I think if he ever, you know, was willing to sit down with a therapist, they would maybe help him let go of that guilt. You don't have to feel guilty that you went to BU instead of Northeastern.
I have a theory.
What's your theory, too?
Paul would rather be a Husky than a Terrier.
He'd rather be a Husky. Well, he is a Husky, but, you know.
Hey, I was a Husky at one point in life.
TG and NJ says that Paul is a blog. He doesn't blog.
No, he's a blob who doesn't blog.
I see what you did.
He says, guys, can you explain something? Paul doesn't like fans. He hates when fans stand up at games and cheer. He doesn't understand fans rooting for a team, yet he will fly or drive to Virginia to see a basketball team play from a school he didn't even go to.
But
I don't mean to pick on Paulie when he's not there, but I'm really confused. He hates the fans, but he is a fan.
He doesn't like fans. He doesn't like fans who stand up and cheer. That's why he roots for Northeastern.
No one's there to
get up and cheer for
I
anything.
Don't get it, though. Seriously, like, he mocks super fans, but he is one.
Yeah.
Just for a die lot less dog. Respectable thing than rooting for dog. The Patriots.
And Kamani wants to know, do you have any artwork that's in the $600 range?
No.
You're unbelievable.
No, didn't I tell you about the online restraining order I have against Kamani? You're not supposed to read any emails from him.
Well, I don't have a restraining order, so when I'm running this show, I can do whatever I want.
You're an accomplice now.
Didn't I tell you, when somebody's willing to give you $600, take it?
But that was for something else you were saying.
Whoa.
Got a lot of emails, but on the phone right now is the one and only John from L.A. John, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
All right, John, I got to say it. I always knew you were a cock, Brell.
That's good stuff.
He's been dying to say that.
I've been waiting
Friday.
Since I read your name to say that.
Can I use that this week?
Feel free. It would definitely spice things up a bit.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
A lot of criticism coming in the emails. Have you been listening?
We've had two emails, Andy.
That's a lot. That's a groundswell of criticism.
One of them said it was very funny.
And one said, what did he say? That you sucked, basically. No, he summarized
it.
He's a journalism major at OSU, and he said that he's looking for examples of bad journalism
online.
John,
if you get 50-50 responses, you're doing something right.
You know what? It's not for everybody, and that's fine. And so if the See Dick Run crowd isn't interested, totally cool.
There you go.
Well played.
So I see you.
No, but
take...
really, I really do understand. It's a specific style, and some people don't like it.
And as long as people are reading, who cares?
I'll give you 116,000 reasons why I don't care.
Okay. Well, don't. But anyway, move on.
I won't. So, have you guys talked about Torrey Holt at all? I know you did last time.
No, we've been bitching and moaning about T.O. because some people aren't happy that the Patriots didn't sign him.
Oh, please. Come on. Here's what I don't understand. Why are we trading a fifth-round pick for Greg Lewis and not trading a fifth-round pick, which is more than it sounds like they're willing to take at this point? I mean, more than they're looking for in St. Louis for Torrey Holt.
That's a good question.
I know, but
Greg Lewis came real cheap. Real cheap.
I understand that.
Surprisingly
and
cheap.
Like
but he's Greg Lewis.
Awesome.
No, I know.
I mean,
but
he's Greg Lewis. He is what he is. Let's not pretend Greg Lewis is going to come
here
and be Randy Moss.
I think that if they're going to spend money, they're going to spend it on defense.
Okay, well then spend it. I haven't seen anything spent on defense.
Okay, but Torrey Holt isn't on defense.
But Julius Peppers is, or somebody.
Okay.
Spend some damn money on defense.
They're working on it.
All offseason we said they had to focus on defense, and what have they done to
make
the defense
better? We're working on it.
Show me something.
I think Paul was saying this last time. You know, when we made that trade so quickly that we didn't, that we didn't have time to sort of wait around for the first and third or whatever, we were expecting, it's because we've got something lined up that we want to do. Well, it's been over a week now, right?
Yeah, so but I haven't given up.
You're still waiting out for Julius
everything
Peppers
is
and
a
just
bit
negotiating?
A bit too quiet on Peppers. No, shouldn't there be more out there? Not with the Patriots, but anything.
Right, and
it's like they've gone dark.
And like we talked about on the podcast the other day, Andy, this is the same sort of thing that happened 2 years ago with Moss. There was all this talk about him at the beginning of free agency being traded to New England or coming here. It died down, and then all of a sudden, draft morning. Boom, it happened.
Right.
I'm not saying it's going to happen this way this time, but it has
See,
that
now
same
there's
feel.
No rush.
We've known the Patriots
There
to do
was
this.
A rush before because you had to free up that money. You really did. But now that you've got the space, you can bargain a little bit. You can take your time a little bit.
But I'm going to tell you, Fred.
Yeah?
If they don't do something on defense, this is a terrible offseason.
I, you know, well, Sean
if
Springs
your biggest,
is something.
Yeah, something and a little bit
not
more.
Not something I'm all that excited about.
Re-signing James Sanders is something.
Let's look
a little
at,
bit more.
Okay, that's good, too. But let's look at Sean Springs and Mike Vrabel are same. Talented old
you
players.
You need an outside linebacker. You absolutely
But I'm just saying, so far your offseason has been a wash on defense.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be taken care
of. I'm sorry. I don't have the blind faith you do.
Why not?
I look at things and question them. That's my nature. Okay. And my question is, what are you doing on defense? Bad.
Red Sox fans felt bad when Teixeira didn't sign, and now we've... You know, the offseason actually looks pretty good for the Red Sox. Pedroia and Youkilis and Lester are signed long-term. So, you know, I guess we can be patient. But I don't disagree with Andy. I would really like to see something happening pretty soon.
Even if it wouldn't excite me.
If Haynesworth hadn't been signed for the money he signed for, Wilfork would have been extended.
But even if you announced you signed Wilfork to an extension, that's something. That's like Pedroia and Youkilis.
Well, they're working on that, too.
Well, there's a lot of work going on and no results.
They should have been doing that work before the Haynesworth thing blew up the market.
Right.
I mean, that's obvious. That was going to happen.
Didn't they learn a lesson with Asante Samuel when the value kept going up, 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 and all of a sudden he got priced out of your market?
No, they didn't.
And you regretted losing him? Well,
they
should have.
Learned that lesson.
Shouldn't they have?
Yep.
Everybody's greedy.
That may be, but if you get him early, you
can't do everything all at once.
Yep, don't want to run. Easy now. It's like Obama, not rushing into anything.
Well, that's the opposite.
Yeah,
he's doing too much
at once.
Well, see, he announces stuff, but I don't see stuff happening.
It's coming. It's coming.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, John and I are looking forward to Friday's column. He's gone.
He's gone.
Salt in Orlando says, everyone makes fun of Fred for the way he mixes up sayings, but on the last roster report, Andy said he would pencil in Springs with erasable ink.
I know. I let him get away with
that. I think I did it on purpose, though.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think I did.
Well, if you think you did, then you didn't.
Well, see, the difference is I don't remember 2 days ago, so I have no idea.
You don't remember this morning.
That's true. Eric and I had a very spirited podcast, and I think we got a little too rambunctious.
Yeah, it happens.
Is it okay if we bring passion to those, or should those be dry?
Well, you don't want to waste too much time. Those are quick hits.
Oh, no, I don't think we wasted time.
Okay.
No. These positions, there are a lot of prospects to go over. Top prospects, potential Patriot prospects, sleepers. Okay. There's a lot to
we
do
try to go draft. Top to bottom.
We don't want to shortchange.
We don't
want to
waste people's time. Those are, you know, the true meaning of a pie. Yeah,
they're
very quick,
but they're looking for substantial info about the draft.
And they want a little.
Just stick with it.
A little depth from the Patriots.
This is where you get your hilarity and hijinks.
Well, I don't think we really had a lot of hijinks.
No, we don't have hijinks or hilarity too much.
It was pretty on board, on point with football. There was no, speaking of the monkeys, no, I'm telling you, 50 years from now, Planet of the Apes.
But you know how, like, on Christmas Eve, NORAD has,
the Santa tracker.
The Santa tracker. Right. Well, that's what they had in Virginia for Paul. They tracked his flight. He's going over New York now.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yes, Virginia, there is a Paul Perillo.
Reed from the Cape writes in. He says, hey, guys. Two Gender and Eric, 1 year ago today, I turned to your show after the devastating game, which is now known as Super Bowl 42. After that game, I left football for a month or so. Couldn't even watch ESPN because all they showed were highlights of the game. But when I was ready to return, I searched Patriots on iTunes, and I found you guys, and as they say, the rest is history. You guys are the best, and listening to you, I have learned a lot. I learned about soap with a slot, butthole surfers, Eric is gay, how to be pompous, how to have an argument between two people who agree with one another the entire time, a little bit about football, and so much more random things. And oh, by the way, whatever happened to the Star Wars intro, that was my favorite. Two Gender edited it out. He must not be named in Play It. Oh, I see. He who must not be named.
Well, Two Gender's coming down the home stretch on senioritis.
Yeah,
he's out.
When exactly
is he leaving us, Fred?
I don't know his schedule.
How soon?
Two Gender, do you know? As soon as we find a replacement.
Before the season?
I got some time.
Before football season?
Well, we've got to find a replacement. You know.
A monkey could do it.
Let's see?
That one that was hoarding
the Planet of the Apes are taking over. They're taking over.
He would definitely do a better job. And we're behind glass, so if he has rocks, we're
good. I like monkeys.
Save that one, Renee.
I would definitely have a monkey as a pet.
Didn't you learn anything
not
from
one
the
of those
woman
big
in Connecticut?
Ones, but
the little ones are actually meaner, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the one. Not the little Reese's one. A chimpanzee.
Fred, are you going to be that guy that goes on the corner with the little hand crank tool and has the...
Sell peanuts and have the monkey and a little...
Why don't you get a monkey?
You put a monkey in clothes, it'll make me laugh on a commercial.
Or a baby that talks.
I love those career builder jobs. Yes. that
yeah.
The
one with the pointers was tremendous. Remember that one? One of the best ever. Two gender, you remember that. You're in the ad business now. Monkeys and kids, always funny.
That's right.
Very simple rules of advertising. Fat kids are even better.
Matt from
you would have been a star then.
I should have been.
Yeah.
Matt from Boston says, I just want to start by saying that the comment about Vrabel being worth a second-round pick was from my roommate. This is, I guess, from last week. I wanted to know your thoughts on acquiring savvy veterans like Torrey Holt or Dante Hall, as they are notable free agents. Also, it's clear that the defense is the number one priority early in the draft. Do you guys like DJ Moore and Darry Beckwith? Do you think they'd fit in the Patriots 3-4 system? Plus, I really like Stephen McGee from Texas A&M as a solid early second-day pick. We can never be too cautious.
A lot of people like that DJ Moore.
I just watched his film, actually, today. It's a great highlight reel. It's one of the best ones I've seen so far. He plays offense, defense, kick returns. He's a little on the short side, 5'10". But
yeah, they won't care. They like short corners.
Yeah.
Short and
it's,
quick.
It's not too bad. He's a great athlete.
Quick,
oh, yeah.
Change
oh,
of direction.
Yeah.
Smooth
oh,
hips.
Yes. Great athlete. He's
great
he's a good one. All right, Shakira, relax over there.
LT from Australia writes in, firstly, I would like to congratulate you guys on what I believe to be one of your funniest shows to date. Between Chris Brown and Rihanna, Paul starting off
Why
a vacation
do you keep
by
pronouncing the H.
What?
Why do you keep pronouncing the
Rihanna?
H?
I don't know. Was it Rihanna?
Yes.
Rihanna.
All right. So between Chris Brown and Rihanna, Paul starting off a vacation by going to a Northeastern game, Paul and the BU mascot, the trash-talking monologues of Mikey Vandalism and Stephen Hawking, 2G changing the phone number and then yelling like a little girl.
He
fell for it. I could not stop laughing and looking like an idiot. I would love to talk about Chris Brown and Rihanna, but my question today is, who do you think the Pats will take with the 23rd pick overall? Is there an outside linebacker that will still be here that is worthy of that pick? You guys don't seem too high on Clay Matthews or Brian Cushing. Is Larry English or Connor Barwin any better? It seems that the Pats will either draft a defensive back or outside linebacker at that position, leaving the other for the second round with 3 2-second rounders mm-hmm. to also pick up a receiver. What do you think they may target with the other second rounder? Also, with respect to Eric and Andy, who do you guys have as your Andy Studebaker of this year in your obvious ridiculous Mendenhall picks? Love the show. Can't wait for it to be placed on podcast every Tuesday and Thursday. That's Wednesday and Friday for me. Keep up the great work.
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
Well, I think we're going to – I mean, you found a running back already. We've,
oh,
only, we've
yeah.
only just started watching the tape.
Yes. The
Andy's
video is
doing
key.
Running backs right now. I'm
the
on
the UConn guy?
Defensive
no.
backs.
No. Oh. It's like the UConn guy, but you can get him 4 rounds later. What's his name? James Brown.
You were watching him.
It's the kid out of Clemson. He's not the the fast one, Siler or Sill or whatever. He's the bigger kid. But to me, he is Donald Brown without the first/early second round mm-hmm. value. I like him a lot. He has a similar build in terms of I think he can be a good size speed combo. I don't think you have to pigeonhole him into power or the lightning guy. You know, that's thunder and lightning
yeah,
now. Everybody
right.
has two, blah, blah, blah. But very productive, 3,000-yard seasons, 40-something touchdowns. Very much intrigued by him, and I really liked his tape. So he's a late-round, third, fourth-round running back possibility. It'll take me a while until I find my Andy Studebaker.
Yeah.
And on the other side, first of all, I don't think any of the running backs are great. I think Marino is the best. But I'm not sure this is a class that comes out with a stud.
The other thing I wanted to mention, you know, everyone seems to be saying the Patriots will definitely, with their first at least two picks, pick an outside linebacker and a cornerback. But we should know by now that they don't
necessarily
do pick for need. Need is definitely a part of it. But
they
you can't slot
for,
him in like that.
No. I mean, yeah,
no, a guy
not.
Could slide.
If some guy slides down.
That Andre Smith guy is not ridiculous. A guy who's supposedly a top five talent.
Yeah.
If he's there at 23 and they're moderately okay with whatever his mental stability is, they'll take him because it's too much value to pass up.
Yeah.
But ideally, the need would fit with there's still a good Larry English on the board or whatever.
Like I said earlier, the name that I haven't seen their tape yet, but there are two guys that I really liked coming out of the combine. Jarrett Dillard, wide receiver from Rice. Are you done over there,
your
little
new boyfriend?
Girl?
Yeah, that guy from Rice looks real good.
I'm not
Jarrett
sure
Dillard
who you,
from
if
Rice.
You know who you're talking about. Are you talking about the tight end?
The good guy.
There are two of them, Fred. There's a tight end and a wide receiver who are both really good.
I saw
Rice.
The clips. I think it's the tight end I'm thinking of.
He's a jack of all trades.
Yes. Then I'm thinking of the wide receiver.
That's Jarrett Dillard.
Yeah.
The touchdown machine.
Why was jack of all trades a bad thing?
I don't know. This guy had just – I was just watching highlights of him.
Well,
I'm like, where's this guy from? And then they said Rice. Mm. I'm like, wow. You know, other than Larry Izzo, I've never heard of anyone coming out of Rice.
Okay. And Paul Kruger. Those are the two names so far.
Kruger. Stop that. That's your boyfriend from the Combine. Every year I get a Mendenhall or an Arakpo who I lost after in terms of football. You fall in love with somebody.
Notice his voice went down when he said that.
Football.
Arakpo
is gurgling.
Yeah.
Better than gargling.
No, you're gurgling.
Yeah. Let's see. Tammy in New York, specifically Long Island. She says, hey, boys, and Andy. Just wanted to drop you guys.
Tammy. Lesbo.
Maybe she might mean you're a man. She said, hey, boys, and Andy. Just wanted to drop you guys a quick email about the T.O. signing in Buffalo. I lived in Buffalo for 4 years, and I have to tell you, it had to be the most boring 4 years of my life. I can see why Buffalo would want T.O. That team wants to matter. They want to be talked about with the big boys, and I think this is a publicity stunt for the owner. He will finally get his chance to move the team to Toronto as he always wanted to. I have spoken to some of my friends that still live in Buffalo, and they are loving it. They are very excited now that they have two of the best receivers in the league, as one guy puts it. I don't think it's a good move, and it's only a matter of time before the fans turn on him. Buffalo fans are great, and they are patient, but they've never dealt with someone like T.O., and it should be fun watching the drama. Buffalo will get what they wanted for so long to be mentioned on ESPN and on NFL Network as often as our Patriots get mentioned. I love you guys. Keep up the good work. Oh, tell Andy to stop drinking that haterade when it comes to Tom Brady.
Lesbo.
Whoa.
No.
Wow.
That's not nice, Andy.
I don't hate Tom Brady.
That's not it.
You
that's
do.
Not
nice.
No, I just like quarterbacks that work out, especially ones that used to work out, and that was part of their makeup. Plus, he looked a little dumpy, I'm telling you.
I didn't see that.
He looked a little pudgy.
I didn't see that.
He pudgy?
A little soft. I won't say pudgy. Soft.
I've heard people call him gaunt.
Soft.
Yeah?
He looked a little soft. He was the kind of pudgy, skinny guy.
Gaunt is on the opposite end of the spectrum.
John from Fayetteville, Georgia says, don't tell anyone, but the defense will look much better when the Pats take Aaron Curry with the number 3 pick from Kansas City. How are they going to do that?
I think you're reading an old email, Fred.
No, that was from 3/10, March 10th.
What day is today?
So
March 10th.
Oh.
How are they getting that number 3 pick?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he knows something we don't.
Obviously.
Or he's...
Maybe the wheeling and dealing with the Kansas City Chiefs is not over.
Well, what are we going to get the give third them pick to get the third if pick? An all-pro linebacker and a franchise quarterback only gets you the second?
Richard Seymour? Would that get you the number 3 pick?
I don't know. I don't know.
Trade Seymour.
Would that get you?
I think he's a commodity.
You do? You think
he's
on the...
enough. I think he's on the way out, so you could look to shop him. But I think he's good enough so that he's still there's some value there that you could get something for him. Especially if the other team's able to work out a deal with him to keep him long term and not just rent him.
Could you get that high a pick for him then?
No.
What else could they give him then?
I think these people are all assuming that there's this great behind the scenes castle thing isn't done.
So then the Chiefs would have no picks on day one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see that happening.
I don't either. I don't think. I mean, if you want to focus on outside linebackers, focus a little lower down the rankings. Larry English,
yeah,
or
sure.
Connor Barwin,
Barwin.
If you want a guy who's right. played for like a year, I'm just saying.
That's why I like Kruger.
Matt from Quincy says, one thing you have to love about T.O. going to Buffalo is that we will see him in Foxborough next season.
Yes.
Over the course of his career, that is something he hasn't done very much by virtue of where he's played.
He's done it
Malcolm McLaren once described Sex Pistols bassist Sid Vicious as a fabulous disaster. It will be great to see the NFL's fabulous disaster in Foxborough next season.
That's a pretty good description.
Yeah.
Fabulous mm-hmm. disaster. And I think that is a legitimate, that's going to be fun. The other number 81,
mm-hmm.
that whole shtick.
Well, you remember when we went to Dallas, it
right.
was a big scene.
So this is even more fun. It's coming here.
Yeah.
Make that a primetime game. One of those Monday night, you know how they make the division, it's a lot of division mm-hmm. games on those Monday night that they pretend still matter or whatever.
It could.
That's Monday night football, I'm telling you.
But it could be one of those AFL games.
What?
Could be one of those AFL throwback games.
Oh, sure. Sure. Sure.
You know?
I was like, why are they changing leagues? See that UFL, Fred?
Yeah.
They're getting some coaches.
Get Dennis Green and maybe.
The UFL.
Fassel?
Jim Fassel?
Yep.
That Fassel guy. But
and they're going to make a run at Michael Vick, maybe.
They can have him. He doesn't belong in the NFL.
Six. There's only four teams, right?
I don't know.
They can have him.
That's kind of like
That means
everyone makes the playoffs, and
yeah, I mean, I don't really get it.
A lot of rivalries.
Team could go undefeated.
You know how they say division games are tough because you really know each other. Yeah. Well, they're going to play each other like six times a year.
Those league games are tough, right, man,
because you just flip flop, alternate week to week who you're playing.
Let's see. Mike says, "Hey guys, minus Paul and two gender. I just wanted to say Jamie hasn't got an effing clue. What is he talking about? I'm from Ireland and I know a lot more than he does. He's such a clown. Like, you give me an answer and he hasn't got an answer. Wow, what a fool. And guys, since you're watching film, any sleepers in the draft?"
The guy out of Clemson. That's where I start with on the. You know what I'd really like to see? You draft him and then you take the other kid, Devin Wyman, out of Wyoming. No, different name. The guy who wasn't invited to the combine but held his workout.
Oh, the Wyoming kid.
4'3", 40. Said that. The kid out of Wyoming. Yeah. His name's not Wyman, though.
No.
I like him. Then you could put together a little Thunder and Lightning, backs of the future. He's a versatile guy, really fast, and I think he's actually more powerful than his Eric-like slight build would indicate.
Hey. There were a couple of sleepers I liked.
As he takes out his notes.
Well, yeah. Cause
they must have really made an impression on you.
Well, no more impression when I go, that guy out of, what's his, sounds like, looks like, smells like?
Emmanuel Cook, strong safety out of South Carolina.
South Carolina, by the way, ton of talent in the draft. Some
they
reason
do.
They're not good.
Well, it's a, you know, Spurrier collects talent. He can recruit.
Well, but
that old ball coach,
he also used to win.
Well,
he doesn't win as much anymore.
Yeah, it's a little tougher at South Carolina than at Florida.
Because they had that suck-up kid, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I forgot. But Emmanuel Cook, safety, 5'10", 205, runs a 4.5. Very good form tackler, which you know is a big sticking point with me, especially when I've seen safeties on this team not form tackle well.
Brandon Merriweather.
Hard hitter, makes plays. I like what he can do.
Ooh, Mel Kiper's talking about Paul Kruger on TV now.
Yes, he is, as well he should. And the other one was Curtis Taylor of LSU. Taller.
He's tall.
But still.
Does he have a strong arm?
But he's a safety. They don't have strong arms.
How do you know? They never get to throw the ball.
Mark from Cheddar writes in, "When I was listening to the show last week, I was thinking about the Scalavino-Guskowski kicking contest. I reckon Eric can get at least 6 out of 10 from 35 feet. Oh, wait, it's 35 yards. My prediction is 1 out of 10. The wind is bound to take one over. Also, I was thinking you could do a competition." He's very mad. He's pissy.
He's like rolling his eyes.
He's like,
and
look,
like,
he's got his arms crossed. He's like, he won't even look at us.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't.
I don't even think this is going to happen.
Neither can we.
I hope this happens.
Goofy every time he talks.
I know.
You know, we need to get in touch with him, right, Guskowski?
Yes. Oh, Bilo saw him at the event that he was at last week.
Yeah.
And reminded him.
Yeah.
And he said, I know. I got to get in touch with those guys. And then he walked off and did something else. But right. So he's been reminded on several occasions.
Give it up.
Also says, Mark, I was thinking you could do a competition for listeners to take part in around the same time. Each person could pay £1. Sorry, I mean $1. And guess the size of Andy's head. The person who is closest will win a Scalavino signed football.
Wouldn't we rather have a pound? Isn't the exchange
A pound is
worth
more.
Was worth more.
A pint's a pound the world around.
Anyway, on to the Patriots. Who is everyone saying we need to bring to backup quarterback in camp? People complained last year that we had no cover if Brady went down. Brady went down, and I thought we did. Okay.
The hunt is for a third quarterback.
Why do people not trust Belichick at work last season? Why not again this season? Also, which running back do you reckon will be the starter for week one?
Fred Taylor. Morris.
And also, P.S., considering two genders random button pressing lately, I assume you are taking applications for his job.
Yes.
Where do I send mine?
One Patriot Place, Foxborough, Mass., 02035.
Attention Fred Kirsch.
Not me. I'm not hiring it.
Who's hiring it?
It's kind of a marketing job. Because
they have no idea what goes on
the
show.
They do so much work, you know, with advertising, sponsor spots, and all that stuff.
The prerequisite should be someone who can do a good radio show, and the other stuff should come next.
Yeah. Can we try that? We've already tried and failed at the other end with two gender. He's an ad guy.
Warren writes in.
He's not paying.
If you're in ads now, can you get something sponsored for me? Is that your department? Could you bring it up in a meeting, maybe?
No.
Debate Friday. What do you think of this? We call it Barroom Debate Friday because that's technically what
Barroom Brawl Friday.
Talk to the sales guys.
I don't know who that is. Joey the Nose? Should I talk to him? He always laughs at me when I talk to him. they don't take us seriously.
Warren writes in, first off, I want to say, hey, guys, I'm all the way from the UK. Do you think LT will remain a Charger and sign the new contract? If not, who do you see him joining?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like Drew Brees is already tampering and asking him to come to New Orleans with him.
New Orleans, aren't they getting accused of tampering?
Redskins.
Redskins are being accused by the Titans of tampering.
Of tampering with clearly Hayward. It was tampering.
Of
because
course.
3 days before free agency, it was rumored there was a
$100
million contract.
It'd be interesting if one of these actual tampering charges actually get the light of day and something happens.
It shouldn't.
I've never heard of anyone getting in trouble for tampering.
Nor should they.
Or they should just not make it against the rules anymore.
Well.
Then you have anarchy.
I know.
No, but it. All right.
I like how it is. Everybody does it. No one complains about it, except every once in a while Pansy does, and we just ignore it.
With Gaffney gone and Lewis being added to the team, we still are in need of another wide receiver.
Yes.
Who do you guys like out there for the Pats?
Torrey Holt.
I still feel that we need another guy, like when we had Stallworth and Moss as one and two, and Welker in the slot.
I think Lewis will be a nice little player. I think people are going to like him with his contributions on special teams. He'll have more catches. Maybe not than he ever had. I think he had 48. But you get better at receiver when you come here. It's just the way it works. You play with Tom Brady. You have a good offense. He's going to be better.
I just don't see
and
him
he
as
has great
number,
hands.
I don't see him as the number three guy.
Well, he can't be any worse than Gaffney.
No, but
Gaffney
I was looking for an upgrade.
Well, at the very least, you got to, what do they call it in budgets? When you get to keep your same budget from the previous year? I forget. All the towns are doing it these years. Level line spending or something. He's going to be that. He'll give you those 40 catches,
I was looking for
and
an
he
upgrade.
Won't drop it because he supposedly has great hands.
Supposedly.
Rich writes in, okay, so I'm
hands?
Betting
no,
you've...
I'm just, I don't know.
Rich says, okay, I'm betting you've talked T.O. into the ground by now. However, I would like to ask you what you guys think about his influence on his quarterbacks. He's a very good receiver and capable of many big plays. He has shown that even though... Even though his mouth can get him in trouble, he makes his quarterbacks look better than they are.
McNabb
wasn't the best before T.O., however, arguably still good. Romo wasn't even drafted. It will be interesting to see how things go without T.O. And I don't even remember who was his QB in San Francisco.
Jeff Garcia.
Which also satisfies my point.
And others. But
Edwards has shown he can be a decent NFL quarterback, but will T.O. help make him the next Romo, or will he push Edwards out of the league? On another note, Eric, I knew once I saw your Rihanna post that you would never hear the end of it from Fathead. But I was
Wait a minute. Who's Fathead here?
You.
But
I didn't bring it up. Fathead over there.
But I was completely shocked to hear Jake Steele rip into you. Stop laughing, Andy.
I never read it.
Count me among one of the many who enjoy the off-topic, non-NFL-related PFW and Progress fans, although football is always good, too. All right, keep up the good work, you corksoakers.
Now, see, we need more of those type of listeners to this show.
The one?
No, there's been more than one.
Oh, that's right. Robin's wife liked it.
And Matt from Connecticut says, I'm half the age of you guys in a tenth of Paul's, and I don't know any Rihanna songs. So
I don't think you're half the age of us.
He's in college.
Right.
That's the Siena kid, right?
So he's like 10 years younger than me.
He's probably half the age of Paul.
And
Paul's
third the age of Fred.
Yeah.
Are you collecting Social Security yet? Do you belong to AARP?
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. A lot of emails. Thanks, everyone, for emailing in. Sorry if we didn't get to yours.
That's what Thursday's for.
But you have another chance on Thursday. We'll see you next Thursday.